They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So glad to be here with you on a beautiful summer day and hope that you are enjoying your space. If you are doing perhaps a staycation this summer, we kind of are too. I tried to book a campsite, Leslie, this week. I could not get even
you
a campsite
right?
to go anywhere. We were going to go up to the Delaware Water Gap. It's all crazy sold out or filled in. And the state parks that are open, even the federal parks, they say that if you don't get there by 9 o'clock, the whole lots are full.
Forget it.
Which means the trails are full. And if you like to do hiking like we do, I mean, we've been hiking for our whole lives, but there's a lot of new hikers, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Just do not all have to come at the same time. I mean, really.
I will say I took the kids to Bushkill Falls in Pennsylvania. We had never been there, and we wanted to go hiking as well. Same thing, masks required, but the trails were surprisingly more packed than I had hoped. I mean, great to be outside, but still.
Yeah. It's, you know, trails are like literally wide enough for one stream of people. You know,
yeah,
you have to
sometimes.
Kind of step aside. So it's hard to, like, you know, get around people. Anyway, so for all those reasons and more, we know that you're spending a lot of time around your house. I know I've been doing a lot of projects. Leslie, you've been doing projects. And you guys, whatever projects you've been doing that maybe didn't go perfectly, or maybe you're thinking about something and you don't know what to do first, second, and so on, whether you should do it yourself, whether you do need to get a pro. If you are going to bring a pro into your house, how do you make sure that it's done safely for you, for them, for everybody, and you still get your project done right? We'd love to talk with you about what's going on in your house. Give us a call. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can dial that number any time of the day or night. We are always open. We always have a team of screeners standing by to take your questions. If we're not in the studio, we will call you back the next time we are. So coming up on today's show, if you love to have a backyard pool, but maybe you just don't have the space or you can't afford it, we got two words for you. Spool pool. We're going to share tips on how you can combine the benefits of a pool and a spa in one very refreshing backyard feature.
And also ahead, decorative window shutters are an attractive addition to your home's exterior, but they're not going to do a thing to actually protect your windows. If you're looking for actual window protection, we're talking about storm shutters, so we'll tell you about those in a bit.
And painting offers one of the easiest and least expensive ways to transform a space, and it always seems so easy, right? I mean, it is, unless you make one very common mistake. We're going to share that secret to painting success just ahead.
But first, we want to hear what you are working on. You're running out of weeks for the summer, so maybe you're really trying to finish that outdoor space, or you're thinking about gearing up the interior for the, I'm sure, much more amount of time we'll be spending indoors in the fall. Whatever it is you are working on, we're here to lend a hand, so give us a call.
1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's first?
Lauren in Florida is on the line with a lead paint question. How can we help you today?
Hi. My husband and I are remodeling a 1907 home that's been vacant for multiple years, so there's lots of damage. A lot of the paint's chipping off the windows. There's on the B-board and wainscoting, a lot of the paint's chipping off, and someone has gone in and put, like, sheetrock mud to texture over the original plaster walls, so some of that's chipping off. And we've got three young children, so we need to repaint this house and fix it, and we're really concerned about the lead paint issue.
Yeah, understandably so. And, I mean, your house is in the time frame where you do need to be concerned about lead paint. Now, we had an issue when we put central air conditioning in the house when my son was 6 months old. You know, when he was little, I didn't think that, you know, any concern, and they did a great job. They were very tidy. They contained all the dust, but something must have gotten on something. And when we had gone for his next exam, he had elevated lead levels, you know, probably from some dust getting on a toy and then the toy going in his mouth, anything. Anyway, it turned out, you know, after we did the next blood work, his levels went back to normal. So we were really not concerned at that point, but it is a very scary issue. Now, I'm not sure nationwide what the rules are, and maybe Tom can speak better on this, but in New York, when you are fairly certain that you've got lead paint or the time frame sort of dates it that way, you have to work with a painter or a contractor who's certified in sort of lead paint containment, if you will, because even if you have it on a window frame and you're opening and closing that window, you're creating little specks of lead dust that are getting into the air, and with small children, you do need to be concerned. So you do need to make sure that if you can, that this is done by a pro. I mean, there's nothing that regulates when a homeowner does it themselves, but knowing that you probably have lead paint and the small children in the home, I would just have a pro do it. And you want to make sure that things are taped off and really sealed up and cleaned very thoroughly. I mean, there are specific rules I know in New York State that allow for a contractor to be certified, and that's something you really want to look for.
Yeah, and especially because the paint is flaking in deteriorated condition right now. I mean, that's the highest risk for this, Lauren. So you're wise to proceed very cautiously and make sure that the contractor that you're working with is certified as a lead professional.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lauren. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Michael in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a hot water heater in our garage on like an elevated plateau. And we noticed the other day there was a slight leak underneath it, but it looked like it might have been coming from a like a PVC type tube coming from the top of our water heater. That's the length of the water heater is the tube. And we've never seen water under that area before, and we now notice some of that. So I wasn't sure why it was a sweating situation or if some type of relief valve maybe or something like that, but I'm not sure why water would have been there.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a temperature and pressure relief valve. It's mounted on the side of the water heater. It's designed to open up if the water heater develops too much pressure as a safety mechanism. However, they frequently wear and leak. So I'm going to tell you what you can try to do, but I'm also going to warn you. There's a lever on the side of that, and sometimes you get a little bit of a debris that's stuck inside that temperature and pressure valve. And you pull the lever, it'll shoot some water out that tube. You want to make sure you have a bucket under it. Just two or three times, it'll kind of blast some hot water out of there. However, the warning is that sometimes once you do that, the valve never sits back properly, and it ends up leaking worse. So it's possible you could make it worse by doing this, but that's worth trying. If you just want to leave a bucket under it, monitor it for a little while. How old is this water heater?
About 1998.
Oh, well, you know what? You're due for a new one. So 1998, I wouldn't wait too much longer before I replace that because, let's face it, it's about, what, 15 years old now? And so, you know, a water heater that gets past 10 is, you know, well on its way to needing to the end of its useful life. So I would, you know, you could monitor it, stick a bucket under there, keep an eye on it. But I think it's about time to think about replacing. It's not an emergency replacement, so you got some time to shop around. One of the problems with water heaters is once they do leak, they usually have to be done immediately, and people get taken advantage of because they need it today.
But you're not in that situation, Michael. So you could take some time and shop around and find the one, the contractor that you want. But 15-year-old water heater, you might want to think about replacing it.
All right, sir. I appreciate that very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24-7. We want to hear what you are working on. You can reach us at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find the best local home improvement pros for any home project. Be sure to download the Home Advisor app today.
And just ahead, if you'd love to have a backyard pool but you don't have a lot of space, we're going to talk about spool pools. They're getting super popular. They combine the benefits of a pool and a spa in one very small footprint. It's all coming up next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Drivers, start your engines!
Have you ever imagined the thrill of driving a NASCAR race car by yourself? You can by entering the Money Pit's Rev Your Engine sweepstakes with NASCAR Race Experience. Five winners will get the thrill of a lifetime. Following instruction, you'll get behind the wheel and drive a NASCAR race car for a timed racing session on one of the nation's premier speedways. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door, right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
It is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Thank you so much for stopping by the show. We'd also like to welcome you to join us on the Money Pit podcast. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. And the only thing missing is you. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, now we've got Diane in Illinois who needs some extra storage space at her Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a deck off of our master bedroom, and it's a 12 by 12 deck, and I want to turn it into a walk-in closet, and I want to bring my washer and dryer from the basement upstairs and put it into that closet.
Well, this sounds like a good project, Diane, but I have to tell you that generally when people try to convert a deck into a finished room, I've seen it done many, many times, especially in the 20 years I spent as a professional home inspector. It just doesn't work for a lot of reasons. And I can understand that you want it to, you know, flow nicely into the house and all of that, but you're really talking about an addition here. And if you're going to build an addition, you typically are going to build it different than a deck. What I would recommend is that even though this is a small project, it's a complicated project because not only do you want a closet, you also want laundry there. I think this is a great opportunity for you to consult with an architect because you have a lot to do to get this done correctly, and you also don't want to make it look like it's sort of slapped on the outside of your house because it's going to detract from your home value. But every single time I've seen somebody try to take a deck and convert it into living space, it's never worked out too well. It might be that you can preserve some of the framing and maybe incorporate it in there, but it's going to now be living space. It's going to have to be heated. It's going to have to be cooled. It's going to have wiring. It's going to have plumbing. You know, it's an addition. It's no longer going to be in a deck. So while that space might fit well for it, you know, starting with the existing deck doesn't always make the most sense, okay?
Okay. So what would we have to just tear that deck down and start over, or?
You may, but that's why I say let's not speculate on this and let's not make a wrong step. This is a type of project where you are well advised to hire an architect. It's not going to be an expensive consulting fee because it's a small project. But it's really smart to do that in this situation because you'll find out what you can save and what you have to tear down. You won't make a costly mistake.
Okay. I didn't want anything falling off the house and tearing a roof apart, and I didn't want to have to do all of that. So I appreciate your advice.
Thank you, Diane. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if a backyard pool is something that you would love to have, but maybe you can't afford it, you don't have the time to care for it, or you're just short of backyard space, we have two words for you, spool pool. A spool pool is a small swimming pool, and it's designed in a way that's perfect for so many applications. It's a bit bigger than a spa or a hot tub, but it's a smaller footprint than a traditional in-ground swimming pool, and it does fit well within a limited outdoor space or even as an indoor pool.
Oh, I mean, that's kind of amazing if you've got the space for it. Now, you don't need much space because a spool can be anywhere from 10 to 16 feet long and 6 to 8 feet wide, so you have plenty of room to stretch out or even just cool off on a hot summer day. Now, as a person who maybe has a spool in their backyard this summer, thank you to the coronavirus keeping everybody home.
You have a blow-up spool.
Not exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's kind of awesome, and you know what? That size really is perfect for me.
Yep.
And the kids, and it's been great for us. You know, you also have, when you do a real spool, you've got the option to add some special features. You can do high-powered jets. You can get a luxurious spa feeling in like a hot tub that you want, but still have the flexibility of having the spool. I mean, you can also simply switch back to a cool soaking pool if it gets too hot on these summer days. I mean, it's really easy to switch back and forth, too. And with less water, they do heat up and cool down rather quickly. Now, the main reason that spools are becoming so popular is the fact that they really do work well in smaller spaces. That means if you've got a tiny backyard, you still might be able to have a pool, albeit using a small swimming pool design. You know, you're not going to train for the Olympics in a pool this size, although my kids are trying to. They get one stroke in and then they're at the other side. But you can still swim shorter laps. You can exercise. You can even get a fancier one that has jets built in, you know, for swimming again. So it's sort of like a current that you're always battling against. So you can really get a good exercise out of it. I mean, there's so many options.
Yeah, one even has an underwater treadmill. That is like the ultimate of luxurious exercise, right?
How cool is that?
Now, they are smaller than a regular swimming pool, but you would think, well, they're smaller, they must be a lot less expensive to install. Not so much. Yeah, they're less expensive, but you have to remember that you have a lot of the same work that goes into it. You know, you got to excavate, right? So that is sort of a day charge to get that done. You've still got the pumps and you've got to, you know, all the electronics, all the plumbing, all that kind of stuff. It all adds up. So it's not going to be like, you know, it's not going to be a quarter of the price. They're not fun to have. If you want more insights, we have a great post on this, kind of lays it all out for you. Just search that word spool, S-P-O-O-L, on moneypit.com.
Tony in Florida is dealing with some not-so-energy-efficient appliances. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, I have a Trane 19-SEER 3-ton unit. It has, like, a dual compressor in there. I also have a Pentair variable-speed pool pump and one of those heat pump GE water heater.
Okay.
And as far as I'm concerned, those are the three appliances that would be responsible for my big energy bill.
Okay.
After installing those appliances, I'm still looking at an energy bill ranging between 180 and 2.
Wow. That's expensive.
Yeah.
So let me ask you something about the heat, the Trane unit that you put in. When you put that in, did you just replace the compressor outside, or did you also replace any of the internal parts?
The full unit was replaced and redone.
A couple of things that you can check. One of which is to have the HVAC contractor, or if you know how to do this, check the amperage draw for the compressor when it's running. That can be done from the electrical panel with an amp probe. See if we're pulling any excessive amperage. I'm wondering if anything is broken in the compressors or the fan system that's causing it to pull more power than it should. So you can check that against the manufacturer's specification on both the heat pump, frankly. The heat pump, it's a heat pump water heater, correct?
Yeah.
So check the draw. Secondly, is there any other major concerning appliances in the house? How are you cooking? Are you cooking with electric heat, with electricity, I should say?
Yes, I'm cooking with a heat induction stove.
Heat induction stove. Okay. So you are using quite a bit of power for that. What I want to do is get to the point where we're breaking this down on a case-by-case basis to try to figure this out. Here's what I want to tell you to do, okay? You got a lot going on in that house. This would be a really good case for an energy audit. There are energy auditors that you could usually find through your local utility company, or you can find them independently. And in many areas of the country, there are rebates for these, or they're even free. Energy auditors can come in and look at every source of energy that's being consumed in that house, as well as insulation, windows and doors, things like this. And the nice thing about an energy auditor is they're not there to sell you stuff. You know, sometimes when you call a contractor, say, I want an efficient, you know, heating system, they sell you what they want to sell you. Energy auditors are kind of like home inspectors, but they specialize in energy efficiency. And they can do an independent evaluation of all of the elements in the house and help you very accurately pin down where that energy is going. Sometimes it's free, because it's paid for by the utility companies. In fact, some utility companies, as a condition of licensing, are required to provide energy auditors or low-cost auditors. Find a good one, research them carefully, and get an energy audit done at your house. And I think that that will help you stop speculating on where the power, where the energy is being used and where it's not, and get some real factual data that can help you make some intelligent decisions on how to cut those costs. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by HomeAdvisor. You can download the HomeAdvisor app to get instantly matched with top local pros for any home project. You can read reviews, book appointments, and it's all for free. Coming up, decorative shutters, they look great on a house, and they really do add some curb appeal, but real shutters really do safeguard your home and your windows from storms, so you got to make sure you've got the right thing. We're going to share some tips on how you can add these to your home when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit homeadvisor.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you with your how-tos, your DIY projects. We want to make sure that you are a do-it-yourselfer and don't become a do-it-to-yourselfer by taking a misstep or two along the way. Very easy to do, and trust us, we know it because we've made those missteps ourselves and we have learned from our mistakes. We'll share those stories with you. Well, maybe not all of them, because there is a point where we don't want to share. We would be oversharing what happened the time I was replacing the roof in my mom's house because, you know, I wanted to be a good son and she needed a new roof. And I stepped through the roof, through the drywall, and right into her kitchen ceiling. So now I put a little sign in there where my foot came through. It said, Tom was here. So she knew I cared, you know, because we wanted mom to know we were working on it. 888-666-3974 is the number here. Give us a call right now. We will help you get your project done, hopefully without putting holes in the ceiling.
Aaron in Ohio is on the line and needs some help with the playground. What can we do for you?
I have a swing set/play set. It's made out of treated wood, and it's about 10 years old. The flat surfaces, they've turned black, and the wood is cracking. I'm wondering how I can best clean that up.
Well, the best thing to do is to use a wood cleaner, but let me ask you this. Is it pressure treated, this wooden playset?
I believe so, yes.
Because, you know, pressure-treated lumber is sort of fallen out of favor as a playset because of the chemicals that are in the pressure-treated lumber leaching out of the lumber, getting into the soil, and so on. So I just give you a bit of a warning on that. But if you want to clean this, Flood makes a product called Flood Wood Cleaner that works really well. Basically, you wet the lumber down, you apply the wood cleaner, you let it set for 20 or 30 minutes. You don't let it dry. You may have to re-moisten it again, and then you kind of scrub it clean. You can use a pressure washer after that to scrub it clean. It does a pretty good job of brightening up the finish, taking away the dirt and the grime, and lifting up any of that old gray sort of oxidation that settles on the wood, or the black oxidation that settles on the wood. You can find that at most home centers and hardware stores, and again, it's called Flood Wood Cleaner.
Okay. Once I have it clean, then, am I better, do you think, to stain it or paint it?
No, you're better to stain it. What you want to do is use solid color stain as opposed to semi-transparent stain, because it'll last a lot longer. The solid color tends to fade a little bit better and doesn't, like, peel like paint would.
And the same thing, like, we have a swing, like a porch swing that I'd like to put on there as well. Same thing then with that to clean it up? It's been outside for some time.
Yes. If it's natural wood, that's a good product to clean up with. And the same advice applies to the porch swing. Now, is that also made out of pressure-treated lumber, or is that something different?
You know, it's about the same age. I believe it is.
All right. So, again, use the solid color stain.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Aaron. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, window shutters look great, and they do add curb appeal, but most of us have shutters on our homes that are purely aesthetic. Now, if you have a real shutter, these are super functional. They are going to help you safeguard those windows in a storm, and they're also going to keep out the harsh elements like sun in the summer, coldness in the winter. These are the things you need.
Yeah, but you got to remember that shutters that we see today are modeled very loosely from the original wood shutters that had a more practical than decorative purpose. In fact, you know, when these shutters were first being put on the house, I don't think people were going up and down looking at the neighbor's house saying, those are some fine looking shutters, you know, because it was practical. It was what you did to protect your windows from flying debris and keeping the sun out and so on. Now, the types of shutters that were original actually attached on the inside of the window trim. So right now we kind of mount them outside the window trim and they just sort of sit there. That's actually kind of out of place. They would be mounted on the inside, mm-hmm. So they could open and close the same way, like say by a door would, like a louvered door, right? When they're open, the shutters are held in place with this big type of metal hook, which actually has a kind of funny name. It's called a shutter dog. And it's sort of like a turnbuckle, right? And when the shutters open, you twist it and it holds it in place. Now, if you want real shutters, they are still available, right?
Yeah, but these are something that you have to have custom made, and even stores like Home Depot will sell them online, even along with some of the hardware that you're going to need, but they are not cheap, and I mean, I've seen them online for anywhere from $150 upwards to $800 a pair. Now, if you can't do the whole house at once, you can start with the front for appearance, or do the south and east sides of the house, which are going to get the most sun. I mean, you have to think cost effectively, but also what's going to do the most and give you the most benefit.
Yep, definitely. Now, if you want to go with real wood shutters, one more thing to think about is painting, because you got to remember that if you want to protect the shutters against moisture, infiltration, and rot, there are actually six sides to be painted. That includes the top and bottom edges. Those are the edges where the moisture gets in, so you don't want to forget that.
Now, if you live in an area that's at risk for hurricanes or even tropical storms, there is another type of shutter that you can install, and that's called a hurricane shutter. And these are also going to help you reduce insurance premiums and the cost that's associated with having, you know, hurricane damage to your house.
Yeah, and these are not wooden louvered panels. They're motorized. They're made of metal. They're mounted at the top of the window. There's like a cylindrical. It kind of looks like a shade on the outside of your house, but much bigger. And if a storm is coming or if you just want extra security, you hit a button, probably on your phone, and they lower automatically. They do a really good job of keeping flying debris from breaking through your windows and keeping unwanted visitors like burglars from getting through your windows as well. So lots of options there in shutters. Other than the plastic kind that you probably grew up with, the real wood ones did serve a purpose. And if you really want to keep the storms out, go with storm shutters.
You can reach us anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. And the Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Hey, are you dealing with a leaky faucet, maybe a cracked wall or a lawn that just won't mow itself? They tend to not do that. You do have to actually mow them. Well, Home Advisor can match you with the best local pro for every project. Download the Home Advisor app today. Coming up, paint. It does offer one of the easiest and least expensive ways that you can transform a space. And it really does seem like such an easy project, right? Well, it kind of is, unless you're making one very common mistake. We're going to share that secret to painting success in just a bit.
Live in a body pit.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door, right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Drivers, start your engines!
Have you ever imagined the thrill of driving a NASCAR race car by yourself? You can by entering the Money Pit's Rev Your Engine sweepstakes with NASCAR Race Experience. Five winners will get the thrill of a lifetime. Following instruction, you'll get behind the wheel and drive a NASCAR race car for a timed racing session on one of the nation's premier speedways. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Live in a body pit.
Money Pit is presented by HomeAdvisor. With HomeAdvisor, you can see clear upfront pricing, book, and pay for over 100 everyday projects, like unclogging a drain, replacing a window, or mowing the lawn. Download the HomeAdvisor app today to get started. HomeAdvisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Thank you so much for tuning in on this beautiful summer day. If you'd like to subscribe to us and hear us whenever it's convenient for you, perhaps when you're at the beach, when you're pushing the lawnmower along, or you're taking on some other project around your house, all you need to do is go to moneypit.com/podcast. That's where you will find the subscription options for the Money Pit podcast, ranked Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time by Chartable.
Dave in New York is on the line, has a plumbing question. What are you working on?
I had a couple of electric plumbing heating contractors, and from giving me estimates, and I wanted PEX piping put in, and they discouraged me from it because they were told that it was made with soy oil so that they could put a green label on it, and they already had to replace in some homes the PEX piping because rodents had been chewing on the pipes.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. I mean, I could see rodents potentially chewing on plastic pipes, but I will tell you that I've not heard that as a long-term, as a widespread problem. I mean, PEX piping is really quite good. It enables you to do things you can't do with metal piping, with copper piping. It's just a lot less expensive to install as well. So I don't think it's a wide enough problem that I would stop using it. I would continue to use it.
But you don't know if they make it with soy oil or not.
No, I don't. But I tell you what, rodents will chew anything. So it doesn't surprise me that maybe they had some rodent issues with it. But I don't think it's a problem that would prevent me from using PEX.
Okay. I was just curious to know.
All right, Dave. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, paint offers one of the easiest and least expensive ways that you can transform your spaces. And it seems like it's such an easy project, right? You pick a color, you open the can, you dunk in your brush, and you're good to go. Well, this is why homeowners often make the very common but disastrous step of skipping the painting prep work.
Yeah, and unfortunately, if the surfaces are not clean, they're not patched, they're not sanded, they're not primed beforehand, you are going to get very disappointed on the results. You know, painting is the easy part. Applying the finish, that's the easy part. The getting ready, that takes the work. For example, the primer coat. You know, primer is like glue. It's the glue that makes the paint stick to the wall properly. And if you don't do it, you're going to have some separation. You hear about peely paint. It's because it wasn't primed properly or the surface wasn't primed properly, and you're going to go through a lot more work trying to get that finished off, that finished paint off. We have had those calls many times on this show where folks just didn't get it and they didn't prime, and now they got a room full or a house full of peely paint, and there's no easy way to get that loose paint off.
No, you're going to actually have to prep it all again, really, for the first time, and
it's
a lot more work.
Yeah.
You know, one more thing I think people forget. Before you choose that color, you need to research the formulation of the paint and then the sheen as well, because there's certain sheens that work better for certain spaces. And then, whatever your budget is for paint, go with the highest quality of paint that you can buy. You know, a top-of-the-line finish does go on beautifully, will last longer, and deliver the best return on investment over the long haul.
Yeah, and choosing the right sheen for the project is also important because you've got semi-gloss, you've got eggshell, you've got flat. You know, semi, for example, looks good on trim, but anything with even the least amount of sheen, you put that on a wall, guess what? You're going to see every imperfection in that wall that you never saw before because the light picks it up, especially if you got like a ceiling fixture. Boy, if you turn that light on and you've got a sheen on your ceiling, you're going to see every nail pop, crack, you know, bad trowel mark from putting spackle on 20 years ago. It'll show. So you need to use the right sheen for the project. Generally speaking, with trim and doors, you want to use something that you can clean. So that would be a semi-gloss. But for ceilings and walls, you want to use a flat. And you don't have to use even an eggshell, which is like one step up from a flat. What you need to do is get washable flat. The better paint you buy, the easier it will to keep it clean. So you don't have to have a sheen for it to be cleanable. You just have to get good paint.
Now we've got Carl in Maryland on the line. Welcome to the Money Pit. What can we help you with today?
My toilet is making a whistling sound. It's a high-pitched monotone. Doesn't do it all the time. It starts and stops intermittently. I've tracked it down to the where the fill is, where the water comes into the toilet.
Yeah, what's causing that, Carl, is the fill valve, and it's not an unusual condition. We see that a lot. We've heard about it many times. And the reason it happens intermittently is it's somewhat indicative on the expansion and contraction of those parts, and it's going to vary based on the water temperature. But it also was only going to happen when the toilet's refilling. So what you should do is simply replace the fill, and while you're at it, the flush valve, because they usually come in a set. They're not very expensive. You can buy both for probably $15. And if you follow the instructions that come with these, it is a do-it-yourself project to be able to kind of pretty much rebuild your toilet.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, if I may point out something, it does it when the water's not running in the house at all. Sometimes.
Right, and here's why that's happening, okay? Because you probably have a leaky flush valve. That's one of the reasons I said to replace both fill and flush valves. Because if you have a leaky flush valve and you get a very slow leak of water out of the bowl, the fill valve will respond to that and refill that bowl. So you're probably wasting some water because of this condition as well. So it's a good thing you found it. But again, it's an easy, inexpensive fix, and you can do it yourself.
Very good, Tom. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You know, the Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, and if you need a new roof, go ahead and download the Home Advisor app. This way you can get instantly matched with the right pro for your job for free. Coming up, do you know the best way to check your HVAC system and make sure it's working at full capacity? We're going to have the checklist after this.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Oh,
where home solutions live. This is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you with your home improvement projects, your DIY dilemmas, working inside, working out. Give us a call with your questions or post it to moneypit.com.
Well, this is the time of year that the HVAC system is getting a big workout, and Dave posted this question. He writes, we purchased a home about 10 years ago, and since have found several significant problems, including several rooms that do not have return air ducts to the HVAC system, and some also have registers that don't seem to be connected to the system at all. I've heard that there's a way to run small 3-inch hoses through the walls to correct this problem. Is that a solution?
Dave, it seems that I think what you're doing, you're talking about a different type of system, but let's do this first. You have to understand that not all homes have return air vents in every room. In fact, you know, most forced air heating and cooling systems use one or two centrally located return air vents. This is the vent that's usually in the hallway if you have a ranch or the top of a staircase in a colonial, and it essentially takes the air from all the rooms. The supplies go into the rooms, and it takes that air and returns it back to the system from one central point, not in room supplies and returns. Now, you also mentioned that some rooms have registers that don't appear to be connected. They may or may not be return air vents. It's kind of hard to tell because you don't really feel the air going back, but I will give you an easy test from my years in the home inspection business. Just grab a tissue, hold it up in front of that register when, of course, the HVAC system is blowing, and watch it. If there's any return air there, it's going to draw that tissue right up against the register really quick, and it'll be obvious to you that, yeah, you are getting return air flow right there. Now, as for your question about the 3-inch ducts, I think what you're talking about is a system that we call Space Pack. It is a small ducted high velocity system. It's really popular when you're retrofitting an older house because the ducts can be run inside those existing wall cavities, which means you get very little damage. It's not a solution for a home that just has an inadequate run of return ducts. If that's the case, you'd be better off running a new central return air duct somewhere central to the bedrooms that are missing them. The only thing you'll need to do in addition to that is make sure you have about a 1-inch gap under the door, which is not a lot, but an inch, inch and a half under the door, because when the doors were closed, that will serve as the point where the air can get from the room back into that return register and reheat or recool. You have to remember that the way HVAC systems work is they don't just take the air in once and chill it to the perfect temperature and send it out again. It has to kind of happen over and over and over again. The cycle has to continue for it to work right.
All right, next up we have a post from Debbie in North Andover, Massachusetts, who writes, what is the best way to get dark stains off of composite decking?
Well, if the stains you're reporting are algae or mold or moss or mildew, the first thing that you want to do is try to improve the environment around that deck so you get more sunlight. This is a long-term solution, so if you can trim back trees, get a little sun on that, that's going to help. To clean it off initially, you can use any of a number of deck cleaning products. Usually the way it works is you have to apply the product, let it sit for a while, and then scrub it off. I would not on a very light-duty setting because even with composite, it's going to scar that material. And once you get the cleaning done the first time, and like I said, there's a bunch of products you can use. Zinsser has one that works well. There's oxygenated bleaches. But, you know, get that first blast of the stain off, open up that space to a little more sunlight, and you won't have to do it nearly as much going forward.
All right, Debbie, I hope that helps. And you know what? Composite decking is really a great choice because it's going to last over time. It's not going to warp and rot, and it is easy to clean. So once you find that right formulation, you'll be good to go.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are just about out of time. I want to take a moment to thank you for spending part of your day with us. You know, all the data shows that more and more folks, now that we're staying home, we are taking care of our homes. We are improving our homes, and we are making that space exactly what we want it to be because we all know we're going to be in this for a while, and we will enjoy the space around us. So remember, as those projects come to mind, if you don't know what to do, you don't know where to start, you can always start right here with 1-888-MONEY. Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Frustrated with stalled action on COVID-19 relief talks, President Trump took over.
In the current negotiations, we have repeatedly stated our willingness to immediately sign legislation providing expanded unemployment benefits, protecting Americans from eviction, and providing additional relief payments to families.
The president signing 4 executive orders this afternoon. Republicans need to turn out to vote this November, so says Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue on the Salem Radio Network earlier this week. Perdue warned Democrats plan a number of radical changes if they win big, including packing the Supreme Court with more liberal judges.
And then they really want to get rid of the Electoral College eventually. Now, they can't do that in the Senate alone, but they'll start that effort as well.
Perdue says Democrats would also impose massive tax hikes, seize American firearms, and grant statehood to Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. China, Russia, and Iran could pose a risk in this fall's elections. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
U.S. intelligence believes that several countries pose threats to the November presidential election. According to the director of the National Counterintelligence Security Center, officials are primarily concerned about the ongoing and potential activity by China, Russia, and Iran. Intelligence officials believe that China is hoping President Trump does not win re-election, Russia is working to stop Joe Biden, and Iran is seeking to undermine democratic institutions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Census Bureau facing another challenge as widespread door knocking for the 2020 survey begins next week. Previously committed census takers are dropping out because of pandemic fears, just when the agency faces newly tightened deadlines to reach the hardest-to-count communities, including minorities and immigrants. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Belief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Comedian Andy Dick has filed a lawsuit in New Orleans against a man who punched him last year outside a French Quarter nightclub.
The 54-year-old Dick said the punch by 47-year-old David Hell caused serious permanent and disabling injuries. He seeks compensation for medical expenses and lost wages, among other damages. Hell's attorney claims the entire lawsuit is ridiculous. Hell has maintained that Dick provoked him into hitting him by grabbing Hell in a sexually suggestive way and winking at him outside the club where Dick had performed. Dick has denied he touched Hale. Patrick Foss reporting.
Birthdays on Saturday, actor Nita Talbot turned 90 years old. Dustin Hoffman celebrating 83 years. Actress Connie Stevens, 82. Donnie Most, Ralph Malf from Happy Days, turns 67. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Britain's military says it's been asked by the government to help prevent people from reaching the UK from France in small boats after a surge in the number of vessels making the dangerous journey.
The Ministry of Defense said it had received a request from the Home Office to support UK border force operations in the Dover Straits. Britain's Conservative government has talked tough after dozens of crossings by migrants during recent weeks of warm summer weather. On Thursday, 235 people landed or were brought ashore from boats in the English Channel, a record number for a single day. Britain's Coast Guard said it was responding to a number of incidents in the Channel. Zaria Shackley, London.
After 26 years in office, authoritarian leader Alexander Lukashenko of Belarus facing the toughest challenge yet, running for his six-term elections tomorrow. More news at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our nine new family meals to go, like the Breakfast Combo Family Meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and four huge house-baked biscuits. Or the Chicken Fried Steak Family Meal for four with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and two large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed three to four, so try all nine. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath Into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On a very, very warm summer day. Well, I guess we should expect it. These are the dog days of summer. If you're warm and you're spending time inside your house looking about, thinking, I got some stuff to change here, or you're outside thinking, I could use some more shade. How can I make that happen? Whatever's on your to-do list for in the future, we would love to help you get. The first thing you need to do, though, the first item on your to-do list is to call us, 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. We'll do our best to coach you through it, to give you some tips, some advice, some ideas, maybe suggest some products that you didn't think about or some ways to approach your project that might be a bit easier than what you thought it was going to be. Whatever's on that to-do list, slide it over to ours by reaching out at 888-MONEYPIT. Money Pit. And coming up on today's show, if you're hoping to sell your home this summer or fall, one of the most nerve-wracking parts of the process is the home inspection. And I know this because as a longtime home inspector, I was one of the people causing all of that stress. But it also means I know how to set you up for success in that part of the transaction. So we're going to talk about that just ahead.
And hardwood floors are one of the most desirable floors around for both durability and the value that they do add to your home. But the finishes wear and then the floors need to be sanded and refinished. And I can tell you, as much of a DIYer that I am, this is really one project that it truly is best left to a pro. So we're going to have some tips on how you can get that project done.
And we are all about helping you find ways to save money. And that includes on your homeowner's insurance. And it turns out some pretty small home improvements can help cut those insurance costs down to size. We'll share those tips as well.
But first, give us a call. We'd love to hear what you are working on. You know, we're running out of time for the summer season, so you got to get those outdoor spaces in tip-top shape. We're getting ready to be holed up inside again come the fall, so let us help you get your projects done.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it.
All right, Pat in Michigan, tell us what's going on with the leak.
We had some shingles that blew up and the water got underneath and it leaked and then onto my ceiling. You know, we had high winds with, like we call side, you know. And so I've had the roof repaired, but I still have some leaked water stains on my ceiling, and I'm trying to figure out how to cover them up. You know, without having to paint all of the ceiling. And my ceilings have never been painted. It's just raw drywall, but it's been textured.
Now, since this was storm damage, did you think to call your homeowner's insurance company?
No, because there's only three little, like one is a dime size, one is a quarter size, and the other one's like a dollar bill size.
Well, just for future reference, whenever you have shingles that blow off and leaks occur, that is why you pay for homeowner's insurance, so small or big. That's the kind of thing that's covered. You know, if it was a worn-out roof, that's one thing. But if you have storm damage where shingles blow off and water gets in, then you could have had that whole ceiling repainted at the expense of your insurance company. But, okay, we're past that now. So the question is, how do you deal with those stains? Whenever you have a water stain on a ceiling, you have to prime that spot. Since there's small spots like that, you can spot prime it, which basically means just to prime over those little spots themselves, and then you'll paint over that. You'll have to, if you don't have some of the original paint, you're going to have to pick up something that matches.
There is no paint. This is just drywall, textured drywall, and they did not paint the drywall.
They never painted the drywall?
No. Ceilings here are not painted unless you ask for it.
Okay. Well, all I can tell you is if you want to get rid of the stain, you have to prime it. You have to prime on top of it. If you don't prime on top of it, anything that you put over that is going to leak right through. So it might be time to think about painting the ceiling, Pat.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, thank you very much. I certainly do appreciate your time.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
You go from Missouri. You've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a leaky basement. Is there anything that can be done besides tearing up the whole outside and redoing it?
Yeah, that's exactly not what you want to do. So the reason basements leak is because of drainage conditions that form at the foundation perimeter. So we're talking about things like gutters that are overflowing or downspouts that are too close to the foundation perimeter or soil that's sloping. Do you note that sloping into the house or soil that's flat? Do you notice if this leakage gets worse after heavy rainfalls?
Yes, that's the only time it does leak is after a real heavy rainfall.
So that's really good news. That means this has nothing to do with a rising water table. This has everything to do with the water that's basically just forming around the foundation perimeter. And that's something that's fairly easy to deal with. So I want you to do a couple of things. Look carefully at the gutter system. You want to make sure the gutters exist, that the gutters have downspouts that discharge at least 4 to 6 feet from the foundation perimeter. And then you want to take a look and make sure that you have one downspout for every 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface. So just kind of stand back and try to estimate that in your head so we know you have enough downspouts.
Okay.
Now, typically when they put downspouts in, they turn them out a foot or so and dump them into a splash block. And you'll notice that that water will just sit right there and collect the foundation perimeter. So you want to make sure they go out at least, like I said, 4 to 6 feet. Now, the second thing is you also want to make sure that the soil at the foundation perimeter slopes away. If you have to add soil to do that, add clean fill dirt, tamp it down really super well, and make sure it drops about 6 inches over 4 feet. Those two things will stop your basement from leaking.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by Home Advisor. You can find top local pros. You can book and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
And just ahead, if you are planning to sell your house anytime soon, surviving the buyer's home inspection is a critical part to that sale. We'll tell you what to expect and how to get through it when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Drivers, start your engines!
Have you ever imagined the thrill of driving a NASCAR race car by yourself? You can by entering the Money Pit's Rev Your Engine sweepstakes with NASCAR Race Experience. 5 winners will get the thrill of a lifetime. Following instruction, you'll get behind the wheel and drive a NASCAR race car for a timed racing session on one of the nation's premier speedways.
Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, HomeAdvisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, HomeAdvisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the HomeAdvisor app to get started today. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by HomeAdvisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, to find top local home improvement pros to help with any home project, just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
Has summer heat left your lawn with brown spots or weeds? I found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday makes custom, non-toxic, money-saving lawn care products. They ship directly to your door and apply with a garden hose. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, do you need some help getting started on your project? Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by HomeAdvisor.
With HomeAdvisor, you can get matched with top home service pros in your area, read reviews, and book appointments online or by downloading the HomeAdvisor app.
No matter the type of job, HomeAdvisor will do everything to fix your everything.
Amy from Iowa is on the line with a roofing project gone awry. What's going on?
We do have a troublesome roof. About 5 years ago, we got a new roof installed on our house. We were having a leaking problem, some ICMs in the winter, and we got the whole roof replaced, and since then, we continue to have a leak. The problem never got solved, and we are stuck with this issue once again. So we're kind of stuck at this point, wondering if we go back to the original contractor and try to get him to replace or fix the problem, or if we go elsewhere and have somebody completely replace and redo the entire roof.
Well, first of all, when it comes to the contractor, has the contractor come back since the roof installation to address this yet?
Yes. In the past couple of years, we actually have contacted him and told him about the issue and that it never was fixed. He did send out his roofing guy, a subcontractor, and nothing ever got solved. They said, oh, it looks fine. We don't think it's really going to be an issue. And then we have water pouring in our living room and buckets on the carpet. So
they never did anything?
Yes.
All right. Now, tell me about the roof configuration, like over the area where the leak is showing.
Professionals come out that we have a very tricky roof. The design of the house, I guess, is not the greatest. Basically, a lot of dead valleys is what they told us. So we have dead valleys that's holding the water and creating these problems where the water is sitting and coming in, which is causing our leak inside of the house.
So what you say dead valleys means the water getting trapped in the valley?
Yes. So basically, the roof line is coming to a point where it runs right into the siding.
Oh, okay. So basically, the roof drains towards the siding?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, that's a really tough spot. Okay, so if that's the case and it's just not fixed, it's just not working, I think most likely you have to not only take the roof off, but probably some of the siding. Because what you have to have there is a special type of flexible flashing that will essentially seal the siding to the roof. You probably also would want to cover that entire area of the roof with ice and water shield, which is sort of a bit tacky and will give you that waterproof capability and also stop ice dams from coming up under the shingles. But Grace makes both ice and water shield and some very flexible flashings. Grace is a terrific building products manufacturer, so you can look up some of those. But I do think you're probably going to have to redo that, especially if you have an area where water is running into it. That's a really common place for a leak. And frankly, this roofer that came out and looked at it and said everything's fine, he doesn't know because he didn't take anything apart. And if you've gotten leaks underneath that, it's not so fine. So you certainly could take another run at the contractor. But I suspect it's going to have to be taken apart and rebuilt properly. That didn't happen the first time.
Right. So do you suggest, you know, going back to the original contractor?
At least once.
Yeah. If he's willing to do any repairs, I mean, honestly, I am hesitant to have any of his crew come out. He did tell us that the people that worked on our roof no longer work for him, but yeah. I still am very hesitant to have the same, you know, the same contractor come out and try to make repairs when we've had other reputable roofing companies come out and say it's the worst installation job they've ever seen. So that makes me really nervous as a homeowner.
Well, maybe in that situation, if you've just completely lost confidence in the contractor, then maybe you should just accept the inevitable and have a more professional roofer come out and fix it right.
Okay. Yeah, that's a tough one.
The problem is when you have that kind of a hidden leak like that, it's really hard to do any kind of repair from the surface of the roof. It really is in a matter where you have to take things apart and reassemble them because making that roof waterproof starts underneath the shingles.
Sure. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, it just wasn't done right the first time, so we're stuck in the same spot, unfortunately.
All right, Amy, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. You know, there's a wide range of skills that roofers have, and the majority of the roofs that are replaced today don't need a really, really skilled roofer to do. It's kind of hard to screw it up. You know, your standard sort of two-story colonial or cape, and those are pretty easy roofs to install. When you get an older house that's got a lot of angles to a roof, that requires somebody who's a real good technician, a real master roofer that can configure the flashing underneath the roof shingles and use the latest products to keep that leak free. And when you get your average quality roofer that looks at a place like that, they think they can do it and clearly they cannot do it. I mean, that's like trying to install a flat roof. You know, you've got to make sure it can hold water against gravity.
Well, if you're a home seller, the buyer's home inspection can feel like a scene from a really bad reality show. But if you survive the experience without blowing a fuse, a big payoff awaits. Now, the home inspection is critical to the sale of your home. It's included in every home purchase contract, and it happens right after the contract is signed. Now, with the buyers in tow, the home inspector is going to perform a 2 to 3 hour review of your home's structural and mechanical condition. They're going to look in every nook and cranny while evaluating everything from the roof to the basement. Now, the inspector might also test for radon gas or check for wood-destroying insects. And when it's all over, the inspector is going to issue a very detailed report to that home buyer. Now, unexpected results can lead to more negotiation, which is why more smart home sellers are getting their own home inspection done well before a buyer is involved. It really is a good investment that you might want to consider making because it
really gives you an advantage.
Yeah, you do not want to be in the position of getting that news that your furnace has cracked and needs to be replaced, you know, when you're in the middle of a transaction, because you've already negotiated down as far as you want to go. The buyer has offered as much as they want to pay, and it's just a very stressful time of the transaction. Now, speaking of stress, here's a tip from my 20 years of experience doing home inspections for buyers. Don't be home when the inspection is going on. Yes, I'm talking to you, Mr. and Mrs. Seller. I know it's nerve-wracking, but trust me, when I say nothing good is going to come out of you being there, you know, if you stalk the inspector, it makes it really difficult for him or her to freely discuss his findings, what he's seeing, to ask and answer buyer questions. Plus, the buyers see you as having something to hide. It may be the farthest thing from your mind, but they see you kind of sticking close to the inspection. They think you're hired home sellers by staying around because they thought we might have questions. We don't, and you'll be only in the way. So you paid your realtor a lot of money to represent you. Let them represent you at the home inspection, and it's better to find something else to do in a few hours.
Bob in South Dakota is dealing with a drywall issue. What's going on at your house?
We have a 1990s home, and we had sheetrock nails that were put in that covered the ceiling area and corners, inside corners especially. And we had a contractor redo some. We redid some ourselves. One of the things they did and we did is we just drove the nails in and covered them and put a screw maybe 2 to 3 inches from it, but the nails reappeared after we did it. What's the answer?
Well, it would if he just drove it back in and didn't put a second nail that overlaps it.
Well, and then it's in the same movement area. Now, what Tom mentioned with the second nail is, you're right, putting a screw in. A screw is a great way to do that. But if you're putting the screw in, I would have taken out the nail instead of giving it the space to come back out. But what you can do, if you see the nail to start backing its way out, you can take a second nail and overlap it so that, you know, the two heads would overlap. So when you drive in the second nail, it pushes that first nail back down with it and will keep it in its place because the new nail is in fresh wood, so it'll stay there. And then you go ahead and, you know, cover over and sand it and spackle it, everything, make it nice and smooth to prime and paint. But a screw really is the best way because those won't back themselves out.
What do you think, in your professional opinion? I've listened to your show a lot, and just as a plug for you guys, thanks a lot for all the helpful hints. But what do you think has caused those screws to pop like that, or nails, I should say?
Normal expansion and contraction. You know, the nails that are used to attach drywall have a glue coating on them. They're like a rosin coating. And when you drive the nail in, it's supposed to kind of stick on the wall, but it doesn't. And as the walls expand and contract, they very often will back out. It's really typical. It would be unusual for it, frankly, to not happen. But the key is that when it does happen, if you just drive it back in, it's going to happen all over again. But if you were to overlap the old nail head with the new nail head so that you're not creating sort of a second nail and a second nail hole that's holding it in place, that's effective. Or you pull out the drywall nail altogether and replace it with a drywall screw and it will never pull out. The fact that you put the screw 2 or 3 inches from the old one, you know, will help keep that board tight, but it's not going to stop the drywall nail from expanding, contracting, and pushing itself back out, as you've learned. You really need to sort of reinforce it by overlapping the heads with a new nail.
Yeah, that sounds good. And I think from what I've seen, if we pull the old nail and put a screw in a ways away, I think that's the best solution, because then we don't have any possibility of anything happening there again and doing away with the situation completely.
Trial and error is the best, right?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for the great show.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home 24/7, 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, hardwood floors are one of the most desirable floors around for both durability and the value that they're going to add to your home. But those finishes wear and they're going to need to be replaced. And that's a big project that might be best left to a pro. We're going to have some tips on how to get that project done in today's pro project presented by HomeAdvisor.com.
That's all coming up next. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Yeah.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. With Home Advisor, you can see clear upfront pricing, book, and pay for over 100 everyday projects, like unclogging a drain, replacing a window, or mowing the lawn. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
All right, now we're going to Mel in Arkansas, who's got a question about a shower. What can we do for you today?
Well, we need to change a tub into a shower. And it is for a handicapped person that uses a shower chair. And everything that we are finding so far is a fiberglass type stuff that is not rated for the person's weight that's going to have to be using it. And they use a shower chair. Any suggestions on how to stabilize it so that it's not going to break through when the shower chair goes in it?
You're looking at zero threshold showers that basically are flush with the floor?
Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be the zero threshold, but it needs to be a shower, not a tub.
Right. Okay, so when you put in a fiberglass shower pan, you're right, sometimes there's flex underneath of it, but there's an easy trick of the trade to deal with that, and that is that you can mix up a concrete mix or a cement mix or mortar mix, and basically you put it underneath the pan while it's wet, and then you press the pan down into it. And what that does is it takes out all the space between the pan itself and the floor. It provides a rock-solid base to that fiberglass shower stall. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right, Mel, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, hardwood floors are a real benefit to any home. They add beauty, durability, and value when it comes time to sell. But they do need to be refinished from time to time, and that's a project that you might want to consider hiring a pro to accomplish. We've got some tips on how to best get that project done in today's Pro Project presented by HomeAdvisor.com.
Now, first up, how do you know if your floors really need replacement or refinishing? There is actually a simple test that you can do. What you want to do is go to a high-traffic area where the finish takes the most abuse and pour a tablespoon or two of water onto the floor and watch it. If the water forms beads, the floor still has plenty of seal to it. But if the water takes a few minutes to seep in and just darkens the floor slightly, that finish is partially worn and should be redone soon. And if the water soaks in right away, leaves a dark spot, it's definitely time to refinish. So just do the water test a little bit and then watch what happens.
All right. Now, if you do have to refinish that floor, it's a pretty big job. And while you might be able to do it yourself, it's probably not one that you're going to want to. Now, the process starts with removing all of that old finish. And that's one area that we see well-meaning DIYers get themselves into a real jam. I mean, the tools that do this are kind of heavy duty. And if you're not comfortable with how they work, you can cause some problems. I mean, it really does. The pros are so skilled with it. And if you mess up, you could be staring at a deep, ugly gouge for pretty much the rest of the days that you were in that house.
Yeah. Next, let's talk about refinishing the floor after it's sanded. That is a big job in and of itself. It's got to be done right. If you're restaining the floor, the color you see in the store is rarely the color that you will see when you apply it to your floor. Now, the age of the floor has to be considered, because when you combine that with an old finish, you get different absorption rates, and that's what's going to cause the stain to sink in differently and the finish to sink in differently. And to try to keep it looking nice and even takes some skill. Plus, the finishes the pros apply, they're often tougher than what you can actually find in a home center or a paint store, and they dry quicker, and they get you back to a newly finished room as fast as possible. And that's today's Pro Project presented by Home Advisor. They really do have the best local pros for any home service.
That's right. Doesn't matter what the project is, they make it fast and easy to find top local pros for your projects.
Plus, now they offer clear, upfront pricing on over 100 everyday projects. To get started, just download the Home Advisor app today.
Taylor in North Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a two-story house. I live in North Dakota, and I have a two-story house that it has a forced air system, and it's just not getting the cooling up to the second floor and the heating up to the second floor like I feel it should. I had a contractor come in, and they recommended a product to me that I was wondering if you guys had any knowledge on it. It's a product called AeroSeal, where they actually seal the ductwork from the inside, and they claim that it'll seal up the ductwork and get me more airflow.
Is this guy an AeroSeal dealer?
Correct.
Okay. So my only concern here is the reason that you're not having adequate heating and cooling on the second floor is due to a core error in the sizing of the system. And while duct systems can certainly be leaky, I doubt that that's your entire problem, Taylor. I think that there's an issue with the design here that's at the core of this. And while that's kind of a nice thing to do, and yeah, it'd probably help a little bit, I don't necessarily think that's the first thing I would do at all. I think you ought to talk to some other HVAC contractors, and really what they need to do is look at a heat loss calculation here and figure out how much air you're moving up there, making sure you have enough supply air going up there, making sure you have adequate return ducts, that nothing is blocked or disconnected.
This is the second company that came in. The first company actually recommended for me to talk to this company because he felt the same way, actually.
Well, why do they think that your duct system is so leaky that's causing this problem? I mean, certainly leaking ducts can contribute to it, but I really don't think it's the main cause here. I can't imagine it's so inefficient. Your ducts are so poorly put together that simply sealing them is going to solve this problem. You have a very significant issue with inadequate heating and cooling getting the second floor of the house. So I think it's an issue of airflow. It's an issue of design. And, you know, I would explore ways that can be improved. And if you can't easily improve it, then what you might want to think about is adding supplemental heating and cooling to the second floor, vis-a-vis, for example, a split ductless system, which could supply both warm air and cool air, depending on the design, the model that you get. But I don't think this is all about duct defects in terms of leaky ducts. I think this is a design defect that you have to just haven't nailed it yet. Okay, Taylor, does that make sense?
All right, sounds good.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Give us a call anytime. Let us know what you are working on. We're here for you 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Just ahead, did you know some small improvements can help you save on homeowners insurance? We're going to have tips to help cut insurance costs down to size next.
You live in a money pit.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Drivers, start your engines!
Have you ever imagined the thrill of driving a NASCAR race car by yourself? You can by entering the Money Pit's Rev Your Engine sweepstakes with NASCAR Race Experience. 5 winners will get the thrill of a lifetime. Following instruction, you'll get behind the wheel and drive a NASCAR race car for a timed racing session on one of the nation's premier speedways. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYFIT for $20 off the summer plan.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
The Money Pit is presented by GetSunday.com. Custom, non-toxic, cost-saving lawn care products. Shipped directly to your door and applied with a garden hose. Go to GetSunday.com to get started on a better-looking lawn. Enter promo code MONEYPIT and get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com. Promo code MONEYPIT.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
The Money Pit is available by podcast. If you'd like to subscribe and join us, just go to moneypit.com/podcast. All the options are there. And Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. We'd love for you to join us and listen at your convenience. You can always reach us, too, on moneypit.com whenever you get your home improvement questions. I know they come to mind, whether it's 9 in the morning or 3 in the morning. We don't care. Give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we are not in the studio, which we usually are not in the studio at 3 a.m., I'm just putting that out there right now, we will call you back the next time we are.
Bonnie in Pennsylvania is on the line with a dippy driveway. Tell us what's going on.
Well, our driveway was asphalt originally, and it's probably like 30, 40 years ago. And there really isn't much left to it now. But most of it is fine. It stays solid. But two parts actually have great big dips in them. So you kind of go down in, and the water collects in there. So I was wondering what we could fill that in with. It's not like the left of the driveway is kind of not existent now, but it's not a prop.
Well, at least you have a speed bump built into your driveway, you know?
Yeah.
Probably safer that way.
Yeah.
If you've got a 30 or 40-year-old driveway, I mean, that driveway doesn't really owe you any money. You can, patch it. You can have it professionally patched with more asphalt material. But my concern is that whatever's causing that dip is an underlying problem, and it's just going to reform over and over again. I mean, once you start to get a dip, of course, the water gets in there, and it sort of exacerbates it. But I think your options are to top coat that driveway, which you could do with more asphalt material. It's a professional project. It's not one you can do yourself. Or if you want to go ahead and invest the time and the money right now, you could just tear it out and build it again. When it gets to be that age, it really does have to be replaced. If you think about it, roads have to be replaced far more frequently than that. But if you have a 30 or 40-year-old driveway, it's probably reached the end of a normal life cycle, and it's time for it to be torn out and completely replaced, not top coated. But you could buy yourself some time by doing the top coat application.
Could you just fill it in with stone or something for now, or no?
No, because it's just going to fall out. It's not really a do-it-yourself project. You have to put more asphalt, mixed with stone, under pressure, rolled over it. But my concern about, recoating a driveway that's that old is it's just not going to last that long.
Yeah. There's nothing much left to recode it.
Right. Yeah. So it's not worth it. Okay, Bonnie?
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you're looking to take the edge off your monthly bills, you might be able to squeeze some extra savings from a surprising place, your homeowner's insurance bill. Now, it does require some upfront spending, but if you invested in the right place, you could be looking at savings for years to come.
Yeah, and here's why. Insurance companies end up paying out a lot for water damage, so they're going to reward you with lower rates for making sure it doesn't happen in the first place. So, for example, if you were to replace rubber hoses on your washing machine with the kind that are called no burst. They're braided stainless steel hoses. You can save up to 10%.
Now, if you live in an area that's prone to high winds, a tougher garage door can actually slash your monthly premiums. And if you install a hurricane-resistant door or buy a retrofit solution that strengthens your existing one, you'll see savings as well.
And if you'd like a complete list of projects that can lower your home insurance costs, we've got it. Just go to moneypit.com.
Kendall in Arkansas is on the line with a question about carpeting. What can we do for you today?
Taking a porch and screening it in, and I've got 2x6s laid down as a floor over about a 3-foot high crawl space under my house.
Okay.
And I'm going to put indoor-outdoor carpet down, and I just need to be concerned whether or not I need to put something underneath that, some sort of underlayment for maybe moisture barrier or even critter barrier.
So what are you constructing this floor of?
It's a porch. It's a covered area of my deck.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a covered deck, and I'm just taking in the covered area and making it a screen porch.
I see. Okay.
But I don't water in. I don't want water intrusion, nor do I want to lay down carpet that's going to end up becoming moldy or something underneath it.
Yeah, indoor-outdoor carpeting does tend to hold a lot of water and moisture and dampness against the wood and certainly can contribute towards decay. Is this porch going to be fully covered?
Yes, it is completely covered. In fact, I'm set in plexiglass on the bottom, 3 feet of the height of the walls for the sake of, any potential rain to come in through the sides. I think I'm okay there. My concern, I guess, is just if it's going to, develop a condensation issue or something beneath the carpet that I'm putting down.
Look, it's always possible. I'll give you one suggestion that is a little unorthodox, but I think it would work. As long as you're covering this with the indoor-outdoor carpet, why not lay down ice and water shield across the porch floor? It's usually used on a roof, and it provides complete moisture barrier between right underneath the roofing shingles. So if you put that down and then covered it with the carpet, that would give you an additional protection for the structure, and you could always scrape it back up if you had to.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You can get in on all of the home improvement fun. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT 24/7 with whatever it is you are working on, and we can lend a hand. Up next, could your house use a little more shine? Well, get in on the lacquer design trend. We're going to tell you how after this.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Money Pit is presented by HomeAdvisor. Whether it's a repair or major remodel, HomeAdvisor can help match you with the right local pro for your project in seconds. Just download the HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can catch the Money Pit by podcast. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast. You can subscribe using all of the usual pod services. You can get us on iTunes. You can get us on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Google Play. You name it. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, and give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by HomeAdvisor. For over 20 years, HomeAdvisor has been helping homeowners find and hire the best local pros. Plus, you can even check project cost guides to get an idea of what you should be paying for your project. Download the HomeAdvisor app today to get started. All right, we've got a post here from Chris who writes, "We're in the process of remodeling our 1940s house. All of the existing doors have mortise-style locks, antique knobs, and back plates that are original to the house. However, all of the keys are missing. I want to keep the locking mechanism and the antique plates because they look great. Is there a way to keep using these and add new locks?"
You know, a lot of companies and websites like House of Antique Hardware have been created to kind of fill that void for situations just like this. Most we're going to use reproductions of antiques rather than the original due to the changes, but you may be better off just replacing the lock by purchasing one that's an antique design, because I got to tell you, even if you find those new parts, it's going to take a lot to get it working well, and it's going to be expensive.
But you know what? You're going to love the way they look, Chris, and they'll seem really authentic and historically accurate.
You'll especially love them because they cost a lot.
It makes you love it more.
Well, if you'd like to update the look of dull bedroom furniture, a lacquer dresser or a chest of drawers can do just that. And the sheen does not have to stop there. Leslie's got tips on adding high gloss for high style in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
That's right. You know, the lacquer look is popping up again, but wood that's finished with lacquer does need proper prep, and that includes sanding and sealing. Now, before you apply the lacquer, you've got to clean thoroughly that wood with a tack cloth. You want to use only aerosol spray lacquer and really be sure to protect that work area with drop cloths, newspapers, whatever it is to just sort of protect the surrounding off-spray zone, and make sure that you're working in a very well-ventilated space. Now, when it comes to the application, you want to apply the lacquer slowly and evenly and hold that spray can about 18 inches from the surface of the project. Any further than that, you're going to get that sort of orange peel look where that lacquer kind of gets a dimpled finish. And if you're closer, you're going to notice that the lacquer is going to build up in certain spots, or you'll get runs or sags. So maybe practice on something and sort of find that sweet spot where you feel comfortable spraying and delivering the right amount of application, because it's about layers here, guys. So get comfortable and start in. Now, as you work, you want to overlap the lacquer spray pattern slightly, several thin coats. That is what's going to deliver you the highest gloss look, as opposed to a couple of really heavy ones. You also need to follow instructions and let them dry, these layers, completely before you put the next coat on. Now, lastly, while that lacquer can be used on most woods, you cannot use it on mahogany or rosewood, because there's oils in these woods that are going to bleed through the finish. And it also can't be used over a certain existing finish, maybe if there's an oil-based stain or if you've got a lot of wood finish. Either way, if you've got the right material for a lacquer project, it is amazing and it's gorgeous and it really does make a statement. I have always done a lacquered handrail on the banister in like a great deep color like oxblood or black. I mean, you can do something so cool with lacquer, so experiment with it, have some fun, and get in on this trend.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you're looking for more storage space, adding an attic floor might be the perfect project. But if you don't get it right, you could ruin your insulation or even damage the home's structure. We'll walk you through the options on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news and analysis from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump took aim at a stalled COVID-19 relief progress during the afternoon press conference on Saturday. He signed executive orders helping Americans during the pandemic. The president says Democratic leaders wanted to use money from the stimulus to aid cities and states that are in financial trouble.
Democrats have refused these offers. They want to negotiate. What they really want is bailout money for states that are run by Democrat governors and mayors, and that have been run very badly for many, many years and many decades, in fact. You know the states. Everybody knows who we're talking about and what we're talking about. I don't think we have to go over it.
The orders will extend unemployment benefits, suspend payroll taxes, and offer federal eviction and student loan relief. The unemployment benefit is going to be lowered from $600 to $400 per week, with states required to cover 25% of the cost. More protests are expected in Portland, Oregon over the weekend following violent demonstrations this week as unrest in the Rose City continues. It's been 70 days since George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis. We're already seeing some problems starting to pop up with mail-in ballots, as we hear from Keith Peters.
The Center for Voter Information in Washington sent mail-in ballot applications with incorrect return addresses to hundreds of thousands of voters in Virginia. The Virginia Department of Elections says it will immediately forward any such applications to the correct election offices for processing. The group has apologized in a news release blaming computer errors. Election officials say any voter wanting an absentee ballot should apply online through the state's website. Some local voter registrars are complaining that the advocacy group is really draining their resources. Keith Peters reporting.
Brazil made a grim milestone mark today. 100,000 deaths from COVID-19 in a nation of 210 million people. They've reported an average of more than 1,000 daily deaths since late May. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Relief factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com, and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
For the 34th straight year, the signs are out for the world's longest yard sale.
Thousands of vendors fan out along the roadsides from Alabama to Michigan each summer. Vendor Ann Sullins has set up shop for the past 5 years and was thankful it wasn't called off.
All vendors just love the interactivity with everyone as they come through.
In Gadsden, Alabama, at the southernmost end of the sale, there were a mix of people in the crowd with and without face masks, some visibly trying to keep their distance, and others standing shoulder to shoulder to look over clothes, toys, antiques, and housewares. Promoters considered canceling the yard sale because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead because it's a mostly outdoor event. I'm Jennifer King.
The Mid-American Conference is the first league at college football's highest level to cancel its fall season because of the coronavirus. MAC schools rely heavily on revenue from road games against power conference teams, and most of those games have been called off. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Ohio Supreme Court has put a case on its calendar. They're going to hear a school district's appeal of a ruling that they must provide police-level training to employees carrying concealed weapons.
Madison local schools voted to allow armed school employees after a 2016 shooting in which two students were shot and wounded by a 14-year-old boy. A group of parents sued the district in September 2018 to prevent teachers from being armed without extensive training. The district asked the state Supreme Court in May to hear its appeal, and a court spokesperson said Friday that all seven justices had voted in favor of taking the case up for review. Patrick Foss reporting.
Around the country, gun sales are up. On the Salem Radio Network this week, former Missouri Senator Jim Talent said that's because many Americans fear a breakdown of law enforcement and feel the need to defend themselves, their families, and their home. Talent cited the recent anti police riots around the country. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. A matter of moments, we'll be able to bring you some comments from the Sally Yates hearings in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee chaired by Lindsey Graham. They are very prepared to ask her some pointed questions about what the Obama team was up to regarding the incoming Trump team after and before the election. So we're getting closer and closer, perhaps, to answer. Sally Yates played a prominent role in the Justice Department. Suddenly, she had to rush over and recommend to the president that they fire Michael Flynn because of his talks with Russia, which still doesn't make much sense what happened behind the scenes when we may never get to the bottom of it, but it is very intriguing as we get closer and closer to the bottom of it. Meanwhile, the New York City has their health commissioner resign, blasting Mayor de Blasio on the way out. Basically, she is Oxyris Barbat, and she hardly liked the cops. One of her statements was, I don't give two rats' asses about your cops and their need for masks. That's where she stood out. We talked about that on the show. She resigned. Turns out Mayor de Blasio never talked to her. Why would she talk to a health expert, Mayor de Blasio? He was doing so well as thousands die in New York by the day, while he insisted everybody celebrate Chinese New Year because they were stuck with this Chinese virus and couldn't. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
So I'd remind the Republican leader that if this bill is going to pass with all Democrats in the House and a majority of Democrats in the Senate, it's got to be something that Democrats like and support.
Coronavirus rescue package promised to be delivered by end of the week. We will give you a preview if that's even possible, along with an update on the vicious virus.
Number two.
Will the vice president debate Donald Trump this fall?
Oh, yes, he will. I think they've already, I think it's three debates that they decided on. So, yeah, they'll be there.
Too.
It sounded like Dana Perino is asking the magic eight ball, but it wasn't. It was Jill Biden, who's married Joe Biden. The battle to get Americans to vote in person intensifies as Biden announces a big buy immigration vision and makes a commitment to debate, as you just heard. At least that's what his wife says. Also, Republicans get a break as the right candidate wins the Senate primary in Kansas, enabling them perhaps to keep the seat in the Senate.
Number one.
Antifa is a horrible
group. It's a far left group, and they used to try and blame the right on all this stuff. And now, finally, at least they're not doing that so much anymore. I don't see very much of that at all, almost never. Antifa is a far left group of radical anarchists.
And I agree, Mr. President. Law, order, and denial. The Dems cannot get themselves even to admit that Antifa exists, let alone comes up with a way to fight it and defund it. Why is that? Why is that that law and order doesn't even come up with Joe Biden because he doesn't answer any questions? Joe, the President of the United States did 55 minutes on Fox and Friends. Last night he did Lou Dobbs. A few days prior he did Jonathan Swan, who will be joining us at 10:34 Eastern Time. And, of course, we'll have Jason Miller in 10 minutes. He is senior advisor to the Trump campaign and was there in 2016. So they can't even admit there's a problem in the cities. They want to blame the federal agents. And normally I'd say, score one for the Dems, score one for the Republicans. That's politics. But when it comes to law and order, that's where you pretty much don't need a scorecard. That's when people look around and say, wait a second, that reminds me of me in Minneapolis. I live in the city, too, in New York. I know what it's like to be out in Los Angeles, and I see the unrest there. Probably many of you don't listen in the South Chicago, but you've been around in Illinois and Chicago. Can you imagine if it became the Wild West in the Midwest? That's what's happening. And because that's what's happening, people are getting outraged by it. Even people in Minneapolis are saying, I am not for defunding the cops. In Albuquerque, not for defunding the cops. In Seattle and Portland, the people that may or may not vote for or Trump are saying, at least he's outraged and trying to do something in the city, not the status quo, because we're not fighting for racial justice. We're fighting because our country is not good enough for these socialists, out of work, unemployable, next generation Americans. Here is Mazie Hirono and Senator Ted Cruz. You'll love this because she's from Hawaii and never heard of Antifa. They have Antifa problems there too. And Senator Ted Cruz called the committee hearing. Listen to these two go at it. Cut three.
We should all join hands and denouncing and whatever words you want to use about violent extremism of all stripes. And I think we can all agree on that. So to constantly accuse Democrats of not caring about that is really, I can only say that you aren't listening. So I hope this is the end of this hearing, Mr. Chairman, and that we don't have to listen to any more of your rhetorical speeches. Thank you very much. I'm leaving.
Throughout her remarks, she still did not say a negative word about Antifa, nor has any Democrat here. They instead engage in a political game where they depend. You're welcome to say something negative about Antifa right now.
I think that I've covered the subject quite well. You are
okay.
Not
listening. Okay, she declined to speak, so that is the position of the Democratic Party.
It's unbelievable. So just to paint the picture, if you haven't seen the video, is she gives a speech where it's, stop blaming me for not bringing up Antifa. And Ted Cruz had leaned over and talked to the senator or staffer right next to him. And she looks, she goes, you're not listening. I'm going to leave. So she goes to leave. He goes, no, you have a second. Just condemn Antifa. Oh, forget it. You're not listening to me. Oh, my goodness. Can you believe we're paying these people to make our laws and fix our country? Forget it. Here's Ted Cruz talking about what he heard and didn't hear. Cut four.
Denying fair protection of law enforcement is a civil rights violation. Those rioters aren't concerned about racial justice. Indeed, they're willing to make a mockery of the peaceful protest to advance their violent objectives. More and more, we're seeing signs that a significant portion of this violence, of this rioting, is not random. It's not spontaneous. Rather, it is coordinated and inspired by leftist anarchist groups, groups like Antifa. We're seeing too many local officials, mayors and governors, who've made a cynical decision that it's in their partisan interest to turn a blind eye to this violence.
Okay. And then nobody said anything. Dick Durbin said, well, it's right-wing extremists. Jonathan Turley, one of the best legal guests you could ever have. He's not here anymore, but we're able to steal his sound bites when he's on other channels. He talked about Antifa. Cut seven.
I've been teaching for 30 years. I have never seen the level of fear and intimidation on campuses that we see today. Faculty are afraid to speak out about issues. We can't have a dialogue about the important issues occurring today because there's a fear that you might be accused of being reactionary or racist. We've had law professors who've been physically attacked. And for people that think that Antifa and groups like it can be allies, they don't know Antifa.
You mean the group that doesn't exist, according to Jerry Nadler, or the right-wing extremist groups that we should really be focusing on? That's Jonathan Turley, a Democrat. He's just being real, and he can't believe we can't have a real discussion. So let's talk 2020 and what's at stake. And we think we know. And again, we're monitoring Senator Lindsey Graham's making opening comments, the Senate Judiciary Committee chairperson. As Sally Yates gets set to appear, she'll have written comments, and then we'll go off script. Every Democrat will say, why are we here? And every Republican would just go to try to find out answers. So the Joe Biden's making a huge buy. He's going to be spending millions of dollars to try to get his TV campaign going. Joe Biden is also going to get his digital campaign going, and he says what he claims is a record number of dollars spending it. So Joe Biden also put out an immigration plan, and he'll reverse, he claims, the policy to push and to push out Hispanics. He wants to reach out to Hispanics, but he does not want to reach out to Cubans because he knows that's a lost cause because they went ahead and recognized the country, lifted the embargo, and legitimized Fidel Castro's brother. Not good. So you got 2.3 million Americans. You got 66% of the population in Florida is Hispanic. And there's 2.3 million Hispanic Americans, and 26% of the Hispanic population are Cubans in Florida. So, Mr. Vice President, if you want to win Florida, you got to try to win over Cuba. You can't really, the Cubans, you can't really ignore them. I don't think. That's not usually how it works. So we have Joe Biden now will lay out his immigration plan. It will say, if you're from Venezuela and a refugee, congratulations, shake my hand. You are a citizen. Unbelievable. And if you are if you are DACA, you're going to immediately get citizenship. He's going to prove it, and he's going to make sure of it because they're going to get rid of the filibuster. He plans on getting elected and bringing the Senate with him. So there's a lot at stake when it comes to who's going to win this race. If it comes to voting, the big debate now is absentee ballots as well as access to filling this out at home and mailing it in. So post-it notes to be able to put it in. Now, I have a huge problem with this fundamentally. I think most studies will show there's fraud there. We'll never know if our application was set up in a place in which the vote actually counted. So that's why the president is pushing back so hard. As Mercedes Schlapp says, as she told us earlier, as she told the channel earlier, there's a difference between absentee ballots and mail-in voting. I'm going to bring that question to Jason Miller. Then I'm going to talk to Jonathan Swan about his sit-down with the President of the United States that generated so much news. You're listening to Brian Kilmeade Show. Back in a moment.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by the Wilden Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is one of the most common cancers in the United States. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup weed killer, you could be entitled to cash compensation. Bayer, the owner of Roundup, will pay more than $10 billion to cancer victims of weed killer Roundup. Call our weed killer cancer hotline now to see if you are entitled to cash compensation. Roundup has been one of the most commonly used herbicides in the U.S. If you or someone you love has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and exposed to Roundup, call now. Our attorneys have the experience and specialize in fighting for everyday people to get you the compensation you deserve. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup weed killer, even if the loved one has passed away, call 800-551-0924 now to see if you are entitled to compensation. But hurry, time is limited. Call 800-551-0924. 800-551-0924.
Gold prices keep climbing and just hit an all-time high. COVID-19 and battered global economies are sending investors to the safe haven of physical gold to avoid losing value in their IRAs, 401ks, and stocks. Don't stand on the sidelines and wonder what the stock market is going to do next. Protect and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have valid concerns and we have simple solutions for all needs and budgets. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers as well as veterans. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process to transfer any portion of your IRA, 401k, or stocks into the long-term safety of a gold IRA today. Call 800-GOLD-IRA and ask for our free gold guide. That's 800-465-3472. 800-GOLD-IRA. Grow your financial future with the rising value of physical gold and protect yourself during this worldwide crisis. Call the leader, American Bullion. 800-GOLD-IRA.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Brides across America makes today's Dean's List for donating wedding gowns to frontline workers. The nonprofit is based in Massachusetts, and they typically donate gowns to military couples or first responders. But since the country's medical professionals are now risking their lives every day in the fight against coronavirus, they've shown that they qualify as heroes in their own right. Heidi Jansen, the founder of Brides Across America, says they want to do something to give back. She says they're putting their lives on the line, just like military or a first responder. So this was our way to give back to them. We thought it lined up nicely with our mission. Heidi says, whenever Brides Across America offers a beautiful gown, it can take a huge burden off the shoulders of the brides-to-be. Thank you, Brides Across America, for helping our frontline workers celebrate one of the happiest days of their lives. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He just may be the most successful music composer ever. Sir Paul McCartney talks about how he wrote a song for a movie, which has become one of his most popular songs to perform live.
Say, live and let die.
I thought Live and Let Die is not the easiest title around, but I thought of the obvious thing, the original expression being live and let live, but I enjoyed writing it. I read the book, I think, on the Saturday, the Ian Fleming original book, rather than look at a film script, so that I'd get my take on it or my feel for it. And then on the Sunday, I sat down at the piano and came quite quickly. I wrote the song. And Linda wrote the little middle bit, which is like a little reggae bit. What does it matter to you? You've got a judge, you've got a judge. And that was it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorca with a Fox Profile and a look at what's new to view at home. New on demand is Most Wanted, starring Josh Hartnett. Here's Fandango's Eric Davis.
He plays an investigative journalist that takes place in the late 80s, and this is based on a real crazy story of entrapment.
Horror thriller The Rental is Dave Franco's directorial debut.
It's about these two couples who rent a house for a celebratory weekend away, but things don't go necessarily as they planned.
Netflix adds the teen rom-com sequel, The Kissing Booth 2, and the docu-series Fear City, New York versus the Mafia.
Trying to take down all of the Mafia families at the same time, which was something that was unheard of.
As if the 25th anniversary of Clueless inspires a new Fandango Now collection, modern adaptations of classic literature.
A lot of people don't even know that Clueless is a modern adaptation of Emma. Other films on that list include Romeo plus Juliet, 10 Things I Hate About You, which is based on Taming of the Shrew.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
You know, Joe's a moderate. And that doesn't mean that his ideas aren't progressive and bold and forward-thinking. But he's not someone who's left. He's not someone who's right. He's a moderate, and that's who he's always been. Joe has a really strong vision of where he wants to take this country, and he has a strategy and a plan, and whether it's on climate change or education or the economy, Joe knows where he's going and what he wants to do.
Jill Biden talking about her husband. She was fine. She's great. She was running. She'd be harder to beat, I think, than her husband. So joining us now to talk about that, Jason Miller, senior advisor of the Trump campaign. So, Jason, being that he's a moderate, you might as well get rid of all those ads that say he's not. Who's telling the truth, you or his wife?
All we have to do, Brian, is listen to what Joe Biden has actually done and said himself. And yeah, this is one of the things about this race that's so fascinating is normally candidates run to the left if you're a Democrat or run to the right in the primary. And then the middle, in the general election, you run to the middle and try to appeal to independents and undecideds and things like this. It's kind of one of the old adages in politics. Well, Joe Biden, so he captures the Democratic nomination, and then he goes way to the left. He signs on to this Bernie Sanders. He takes this 110-page, I call it a communist manifesto. I think the president calls it a manifesto, but it's this Bernie Sanders document that's now in effect the Democratic Party platform. And I mean, this has everything crazy in here, from reimagining police to taxpayer-funded gender reassignment surgeries to raising taxes, the Green New Deal, ending cash bail, which is absolutely bonkers. There's a horrific story in the New York Post today about what happens with someone who got out and didn't pay bail and they went and killed several more people. So Joe Biden has signed on to this whole Bernie Sanders platform, but it's not just that. AOC is doing his climate change effort. I mean, all of the radical left-wing progressives have taken him over. And Brian, here's my thought on it, because you got to ask yourself, why would Joe Biden go and take this massive shift to the left? Why would he allow himself to be taken over? And I think it's because no one's excited about Joe Biden. I think he's trying to get them to love him by signing on to their craziness.
Also in the New York Post today, the headline is Joe Biden's got to leave his basement if he wants to win. Does he?
At a certain point, he's going to have to. And I think this is one of the things where a lot of the professional prognosticators in the mainstream media really kind of gloss over this. The American public's pretty darn smart. They can tell if someone is sincere. They can tell if someone really wants the job. That's, I think, one of the things that everybody's missing right now, is that Joe Biden doesn't seem like he wants the job. You don't lead the nation from your basement, being in hiding. I think he's answered something like 36 questions since July 19th and no questions since July 28th from any tough questions, although he did have a little exchange that I see it's popping up on social media where he asked a reporter if they'd been tested for cocaine, which is really bizarre. So I guess maybe he did get a couple questions yesterday. But it's you got to show that you want the job, and Biden hasn't done that yet.
So the president's going to war about these mail-in ballots now, but he said, Florida, I feel differently. Does he know what's happened in Florida? Florida's been a mess, starting with Gore, Biden. Remember when in 2018 they couldn't even count the votes in Palm Beach County? So I know there's a mixed message. Some seniors get concerned that they're throwing out their ballots because they were told it's fraudulent, but Florida's not a great example, is it?
On the absentee side, Florida has been very good. We've had traditionally Republicans have also been very good with the absentees. It's been one of the things that really helped Republicans continue to win the state. Here is, and I fully realize the risk of the possible mixed messaging or people are wondering what's going on. Why is the president so focused on this universal vote by mail is what I call it. And that's, again, that's where they're blasting it out and sending these ballots to everybody, even if they've moved. Some of these people are dead. A lot of questions. But let's take Nevada. So this literally happened in the dead of the night, Friday night, I think it was like 4 a.m. East Coast time, where the assembly in Nevada, Democratic-controlled assembly, passed this thing called AB 4, Assembly Bill 4, and it was just signed into law by the governor then yesterday, so they rammed it through over the weekend. Here's what it does. It moves Nevada to an all-universal vote by mail, but they're also keeping a lot of the polling stations open, which we've seen in other examples of this, always leads to double votes. On top of that, they legalize ballot harvesting. And so anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's barely a step above Oregon harvesting, but it's where they go around and have paid political operatives go and collect ballots. That's kind of like giving someone your winning lottery ticket and say, hey, can you please go in? Can I trust you to get it in? And if you're someone who's doing ballot harvesting, you're paid by how many of these you collect. So the incentive for fraud and neglect here really becomes an issue. Not only that, Brian, here are the two big kickers. Number one, you can turn in your ballot with a postmark up to a week after the election. But here is the craziest thing ever. This is why the president's going so hardcore after this. You can turn in a ballot in Nevada 3 days, up to 3 days after Election Day, with no postmark. So they're basically, this is like the old Tip O'Neill days in Congress, where they hold the vote open until they get enough votes to go and win it. And so this could effectively take Nevada off the map unless we're successful in the courts.
You think you still have a shot there? I see in Ohio, even on the CBS battleground states, you're up a point, closing the gap in some other battleground states. What do you plan on doing, being that you can't get the president and surrogates on the ground to do rallies? How are you trying to gain on Biden in these key states?
Yeah, so a number of things. First and foremost, I think there's a clear recognition by the president that his day job, the fact that he is the president of the United States, is first and foremost. And so continuing to lead on COVID, the news that popped up actually from your interview this morning, where we're talking about plasma, this is a massive development, good news study out showing that we can help treat people. News this morning out at HHS as we talk about pushing towards a vaccine. This is something that I think that's rapidly being developed as part of this Operation Warp Speed. So as the president continues to do his job, we are going to start doing a lot more contrasting speeches, policy announcements, laying out that second-term vision between President Trump and Joe Biden, and showing this the contrast. And really, if people are going into Election Day, if people are either undecided, maybe they're slight lean Biden, or they're trying to figure out where they're going to be, and someone thinks, do I want to go and vote for someone who's going to raise my taxes by $4 trillion, or do I want to go for someone who's actually cut taxes? Hey, it's such a key difference.
Jason, you know the music. You know the business. Thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Jonathan Swan next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the campaign with Bret Baier.
The latest Fox News poll found former Vice President Joe Biden leading President Trump in key battleground states. Washington Post columnist and AEI resident fellow Mark Thiessen. Where do we put this race right now?
Donald Trump is losing right now. He probably is not losing as badly as the polls say, because I'm sure there is a secret Trump vote. But on the other hand, I don't think it makes up for the gap in the polls.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more.
I'm Ashley DeBorca with the Fox Movie Profile, previewing some films available at home with Fandango's Eric Davis, including the thriller Most Wanted and Dave Franco's directorial debut, The Rental.
This is one of those films that's a bit of a slow burn. You're hanging out with these two couples who are enjoying this great weekend away in this beautiful Airbnb-type house on a cliff, and then slowly but surely some weird things happen, and then the last act is crazy.
One of the new Netflix ads is Fear City, New York versus the Mafia.
This is about the late 70s, early 80s, which was really the New York Mafia.
And as Clueless turns 25, there's a collection of ideas of what to watch on Fandango now. All modern adaptations of classic literature.
Clueless is one of those films. It was also a period piece, Emma, that came out earlier this year, starring Anya Taylor-Joy. That's also really great to see. But other films on that list include Romeo plus Juliet, which, of course, is based on Romeo and Juliet.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson was the most politically oriented person I have ever known in my life. He thought nothing else. I remember being down on his ranch with him. He was taking me around and showing me his ranch, and he'd show me a deer or a cow or something. But before he got through the sentence, he started telling me, what can we do about so-and-so? He pushed all the time, and he would jump on people. He would yell at his office staff. He'd even yell at members of Congress.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice, a crime that didn't exist until this year, trying to steal coronavirus research information. The Justice Department accuses two hackers working from China of accessing American companies involved in research on the virus.
The campaign targeted intellectual property and confidential business information held by the private sector, including COVID-19-related treatment, testing, and vaccines.
John Demers is Assistant Attorney General for National Security. The indictment says the hackers also went after non-COVID sites, either for personal gain or to help the Chinese government. The Trump administration, which frequently mentions that the virus originated in China, says the hackers were trying to help China deal with the outbreak and get in front in the race for a vaccine. No information was actually stolen. China denies it all, says the U.S. is playing politics. The two men are in China, and it's unlikely they'll ever face charges here. For Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I've gone to your rallies. I've talked to your people. They love you. They listen to every word you say. They hang on your every word. They don't listen to me or the media or Fauci. They think we're fake news. They want to get their advice from you. And so when they hear you say everything's under control, don't worry about wearing masks. I mean, these are people, many of them are older people,
Mr.
President.
What's your definition of control? Yeah. Under the
it's giving them a false sense
right
of security.
Now, I think it's under control. I'll tell you what.
How? 1,000 Americans are dying a day.
They are dying. That's true. And it is what it is. But that doesn't mean we aren't doing everything we can. It's under control as much as you can control it.
And that was some of the exchange that created so much news. Jonathan Swan with Axios. Also, his show airs on HBO, which was, I guess, Jonathan, you did the interview last week.
Yeah, it was the interview was taped last Tuesday.
So it's still, so, I mean, it's incredible. It's so relevant. I'd be so concerned if I did it last week with the velocity of news, the way it changes. The response has been overwhelming.
I lost many nights sleep. Tell me about it. I was not happy about having to wait, four or five nights. You never want to do that, as you know well, especially in this environment. There was a bit of news that was very perishable that we ran sort of the day after the interview, but yeah, it's definitely not the ideal situation to be sitting on a bunch of news for several days.
But it worked out. What is your take on the feedback that you've gotten around the country and from your boss?
I think it's a bit of a Rorschach check. I think the thing I hope people took away from it when they watched it is that it was a fair-minded interview that was tough, but was not full of gotcha questions or me trying to score points, but actually trying to press him on what I think are areas where, you know, as the leader of this country during the worst public health crisis in a century, he needs to be pressed. I have to confess my wife is enjoying giving me a lot of grief about all the memes going around about my facial expressions. I didn't realize how expressive a face I have. I'm sure if they did one of the president's facial expressions, it would be just as good as mine.
It was funny. But I could tell. But you know what? You were in the moment. It wasn't like next question, next question. You were listening, which it may sound like a simple thing, but it's easy to think about your next question when you're talking to the president and not listening to how he's answering this question.
Yeah, you know that, Brian, as well as anyone. It's that one of the biggest challenges to interviewing. You know, I remember watching Ted Koppel, who I thought was a really fantastic interviewer on Nightline, and he didn't let his team write him a script because he believed, you know, he would have a first question, and then he was so determined to listen so intently that he didn't want to actually have pre-written questions because he wanted to see where the interview went and be open to following the interviewee where they take you. And with President Trump, look, he's one of the most challenging. You know this. I mean, you've interviewed him many, many times. He goes off in so many different directions. It's like riding a bronco. You know, you're there for the ride. You try and steer him back to, you know, to the topic, but it can veer off in all sorts of directions. My view is it's a more interesting interview if you don't resist that. You resist it a little bit by steering back to focus on the topic, but you allow it to flow off in different directions, and you listen intently, and you follow his line of thinking through to its conclusion.
So when you said to him, "Hey, we're losing 1,000 people a day," and then he said, "I'm doing the best. We're doing the best we can." This is tough. So in other words, I love your first question. Because he used to go to a church, if you can call it that, of Norman Vincent Peale, Power of Positive Thinking.
Yeah.
And that's what the president does. And it's easy to walk around life and say, wow, we're in a pandemic and things are bad. Or you can look around and say, we're getting better and New York is doing better. So it's trying to see the glass half full. So you establish that. But you don't. Do you believe that the president was hoping to whitewash that things are still tough in this country? Or is he just trying to inspire America to look ahead?
Look, I believe his motivation. I'm not going to question. I don't know the way he's thinking about this. I can only judge him on his public statements. What I think is a legitimate critique of him is that consistently since March, since the pandemic really took off in this country, he has told the public that it's under control, it's dying away, it's fading out. And I think sometimes what he underestimates is how many Americans get there. And this is what I said to him. I said, there are millions of Americans out there who listen to you, who take their public health advice from you. They don't take it from me. They don't take it from the media. They don't take it from Dr. Fauci. They think that we're all fake news. And so when he tells them, when he gives them assurances that it's not as bad as the media is telling you, that can actually have an effect of making people feel more confident about, you know, socializing, mingling, reopening, going out about their daily lives without a mask. And that's a real question that I think as a leader that it's fair to ask him to grapple with. That's what I was trying to achieve with that line of questioning.
And what about when he took out his graphs? Did you have any idea what graphs were coming?
No. I had no idea. Like, that was me. I was genuinely so he brings out these graphs, which, you know, as you can imagine, Brian, in the middle of an interview with the president, you're trying to, you know, keep it together. And it's like being thrown a curveball. You know, he pulls out these sheets. I don't know what's on these sheets. And we were sort of at that point talking past each other. He was talking about a different metric, which was deaths as a proportion of cases in this country, which is, look, I don't think it's the most relevant statistic. I think it's much more relevant to, if you're going to compare America to other countries around the world, to look at death as a proportion of population to see how this virus has affected America worse than many other advanced countries. But it's not an irrelevant statistic because it does show if you've got a large number of cases and proportionately a relatively small number of deaths, it shows the sophistication and, in many cases, the excellence of the American hospital system and treatments and all the hard work that first responders and doctors have done. So it's not to say it's an irrelevant statistic, but it's not what I was talking about. So we had this sort of bizarre moment where I was trying to figure out what's on this graph, and he was like throwing new pieces of paper at me.
Yeah, in fact, let's relive that moment. Cut 40.
Death is going up now. There's 1,000 a day.
If you look at death.
Yeah, it's going up again. Daily death.
Take a look at some of these charts.
I'd love to.
We're going to look.
Let's look.
And if you look at death.
Yeah. Started to go up again.
Well, right here, United States is lowest. in numerous categories, we're lower than the world.
Lower than the world?
Lower than
what is that?
Europe.
In what? In what?
Take a look. Here's case death.
Oh, you're doing death as a proportion of cases. I'm talking about death as a proportion of population. That's where the U.S. is really bad.
So, and he was caught by surprise with that, and you were caught by surprise with what he showed you.
Yes. No, that's definitely a fair assessment of what happened there.
So a couple of things. Number one, personally, I really like to leave troops in Afghanistan because I believe that keeping Russia and China and Iran at bay and having intelligence on the ground is important. And I know the president wants to pull everybody out. But you said to him, hey, you still got 5,000 troops there. That's what you started with. He didn't love that.
No. So I started because I've been told by some sources of mine in the administration that he's very frustrated with the reality that he came into office with, I believe there was 8,800. You never know the exact figure because they're not completely transparent about it for obvious reasons. But there was around 8,800 American troops in Afghanistan when President Trump took office. And then against his instincts, following the advice of his generals, he increased that number to about 14,000. And now he's pulled it back down to about 8,500. So the fact that he's, you know, 4 months out from an election, a re-election in which, you know, the first time around he said he was going to pull out of Afghanistan and he still has roughly the same number of troops that Obama had. That is something that he's very frustrated by. So he told me, I mean, this was news to me. He said very soon he's going to reduce that number to about 4,000. And I said, what does very soon mean? He said he wouldn't tell me, but, you know, I took it to mean a matter of weeks, certainly before the election. But, you know, I thought he might say, I said, how many troops, U.S. troops will be in Afghanistan on election day? I thought at that moment he might actually say zero, because I think that's where his instincts have been. But he didn't. He said probably between 4,000 and 5,000. So that's actually not that many fewer than when he took over from Obama.
Yeah, that's true. Jonathan Swan with us looking back at that really impactful Axios on HBO interview that he did, which is also written up. So we talked to him a couple hours ago. One area in which I'm not sure you talked about was Congressman – oh, you did talk about Congressman John Lewis's funeral. The president holds grudges. We saw it with John McCain. Congressman John Lewis called him illegitimate and didn't show up for his inauguration. And when he died, the president didn't say much, just kind of put out a very polite tweet. But he let it be clear that he was not thrilled with John Lewis, doesn't really know much about him. I brought up what President Obama eulogized him and turned into a campaign speech. Here's what President Trump said about President Obama's John Lewis speech, eulogy, cut 42.
I thought it was a terrible speech. It was an angry speech. It showed this anger there that people don't see. He lost control. And he's been really hit very hard by both sides for that speech. That speech was ridiculous. I think the answer is they both are just in a state. They, you know, it's just one of those things. We've redone 82% or something of the Obama things, whether you look at the environment, and our air and water now is cleaner than it's ever been.
And my takeaway from this, Jonathan, is I think President Obama is taking the loss in 2016 worse than Hillary Clinton. And he's determined to get that White House back.
That's a big call. I think he certainly is very, very determined to get the White House back. And, you know, you might even be right because here's the thing. I think Hillary Clinton took the loss, you know, obviously very, very hard. You know, she wrote a book about it. She's said that the president is illegitimate and et cetera. But if you think about it, Donald Trump has undone almost the entire Obama legacy. Not the whole. There's still bits of it remaining, but there's not much. And if you think about it, a lot of what Obama did was through executive action, so it was actually fairly easy for President Trump to undo it. And if you look at his major diplomatic accomplishments, with what he saw as his greatest achievements, like the Iran nuclear deal, the Paris Climate Accord, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, Trump has obliterated all of them. And Obamacare, which was obviously his signature legislative accomplishment, look, I guess it stands today, but, I mean, barely. Trump has gutted that piece of legislation. So, he wants to get back and restore it's just a matter of what he built for 8 years and trying to ensure, you know, if Donald Trump is in power for the other 4 years, I think it's without question that the remaining elements of the Obama era will be swept aside.
So when you left at the end, he said to you at the very end, it's an honor. He sat back. What was your sense now and then about what how he thought your interview went?
I think President Trump enjoyed it, actually. I think he enjoys a tough back and forth, enjoys being challenged. I think he enjoyed his interview with Chris Wallace on Fox News, which was a very tough interview. The one thing he said to me after was, don't edit it too much. Well, run it in full. And I agreed with him. I wanted it. That's happened. And so very little editing in that interview that you saw run. I mean, we edited out some repetition and duplication and redundancy, but it ran almost full length. And I know that there are members of his team who don't like the interview. I've had a bit of that feedback, but I haven't got any sense that he personally has any problem with the interview. And I famous last words, maybe he's going to tweet something about me, you know, nasty about me in an hour or two, but I wouldn't put much stock in that if that happens. I think he's used to dealing with the media. He's dealt with the media in all stripes for, you know, 40 years. This is not someone who, you know, can't take a punch, put it that way.
I thought you were extremely fair, and I know when, you know, sometimes people ask tough questions, but it's with venom. You were curious. You wanted the answers. You weren't looking to get famous off the interview, and that's what I walked away with, but yet you are. You're getting a great notoriety because I thought you were fair and tough. So, and I think he enjoys that because he knows you're prepared, and he knows you. I think he would say he's being fair, although when he gets some negative feedback and people say, don't sit down with him again, you didn't do good, that's when he gets frustrated. Right. But, Jonathan, you brought up something interesting. Will Joe Biden sit down with Jonathan Swan?
I sure hope so. We're putting the request in, and I really hope he does. I think it's very important that when you run for public office in this country, that you submit yourself to tough but fair questioning. And I hope he does. I really, really hope he does.
Will you be as tough?
Of course. There's no question.
Great. Jonathan, thanks so much. I thought you did great. And I knew you would, but the fairness in what you did, you let him finish, but yet you still said, listen, we heard that already. We got to get some more on this. I think he enjoyed it. And one thing I think people are going to miss if he's in 4 years or 3 months, they're going to miss the access and the opening. He sits down with people. He takes questions on the way to the chopper. He'll take questions on the way to Florida. You know, so I think people are going to miss that. I don't think we're going to get that again.
You know, I hope you're wrong, but I suspect you're right.
Jonathan Swan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Axios' Jonathan Swan. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Honest commentary, unique opinions, no agenda. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, Granddad. Want to play catch?
Sorry, buddy. I wish I could, but my feet hurt too much.
Are aching feet keeping you from enjoying life? Then get MightyWalk from Gravity Defier Medical Technology. Clinical studies show the VersoShock technology in the MightyWalk reduces foot, knee, ankle, and back pain up to 92%. Engineered to reduce impact and relieve joint pressure, MightyWalk from Gravity Defier comes with three specially designed insoles for comfort, alignment, and adjustability. With wide and extra wide widths available, it's the perfect shoe for comfort, support, performance, and pain relief.
So, who's ready to play catch?
I am, Granddad.
Try MightyWalk for 30 days, and if your feet still hurt, return them for a full refund and keep the insoles, a $50 value. Save $30 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com and use code radio. That's GDEFY.com, code radio.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting Fixer to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting Fixer to 321-321. That's F-I-X-E-R to 321-321. Text Fixer to 321-321.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Voters see the pandemic as the biggest problem facing the country and more trust Joe Biden to handle the virus than President Trump. Yet for many, the top issue remains the economy. And in our Fox News survey, the two candidates match up about evenly there. Here's another question that might give insight if the election's about the economy. In a 1980 debate with then-President Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan asked voters, "Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?" Today, one voter in four answers yes. That's 26% that say they're better off than before Donald Trump took office. About the same number say they're worse off, 28%. Nearly half, 45%, say their situation is unchanged. That's just one of the questions we'll be tracking before the election. By the way, Fox News wasn't around in 1980, but a CBS News poll conducted that fall showed only 21% felt they were better off than the previous year. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
This is House Call for Health. A doctor in the maternity unit at a hospital in Ireland came back from vacation and noticed something odd. There were very few premature babies. This was in April when the coronavirus was at its peak. According to the New York Times, other hospitals around the world started noticing the same thing. So researchers are starting to ask, where are the preemies? And does this have anything to do with the virus? There's no solid evidence, and many hospitals have not seen a decline in premature births. But some researchers are guessing pregnant moms who stayed home during the lockdown may have gotten more rest and family support while avoiding other infections, including the flu, allowing them to carry their babies to term. A decline in air pollution with fewer cars on the road may also play a role. Perhaps an unexpected silver lining to the pandemic. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Now we are going to do something extremely fun. We're going to play a wonderful game called Who is My Daddy and What Does He Do? Yes?
Is your daddy a fireman? He's probably big. Is he a wrestler?
Is he a basketball coach?
No.
What's the matter?
I have a headache.
It might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor at all. Yes?
I need to go to the bathroom.
Okay. You can go.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Thanks for the tip.
You had to play it all the way out. Kindergarten Cop, and here's why. Guess what? Kindergarten Cop is now so-called canceled in Oregon. It's like what happened with Gone with the Wind. The NW Film Center canceled August 6th outdoor screening of the 1990 movie, which was fantastic, starring Schwarzenegger, after it was excoriated on Twitter for glorifying the traumatization of children by police and compared it to Birth of a Nation and Gone with the Wind. Is this unbelievable? Kindergarten Cop is banned? We can't live in a country where you can't watch Kindergarten Cop.
Is nothing safe anymore? Nothing sacred.
I mean, can you believe this? And by the way, yes, go ahead, Allison.
Oh, no, I was going to say, she also says it's because it romanticizes over-policing in the U.S.
It romanticizes? You mean makes it fun? Over-policing.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Exactly.
By the way, doesn't he get the bad guy and the girl?
And he saves all the kids.
And saves the children. I love those types of endings. It never happens anymore. Fight for kindergarten cops. Stand for something.
Gold prices keep climbing and just hit an all-time high. COVID-19 and battered global economies are sending investors to the safe haven of physical gold to avoid losing value in their IRAs, 401ks, and stocks. Don't stand on the sidelines and wonder what the stock market is going to do next. Protect and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have valid concerns and we have simple solutions for all needs and budgets. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers as well as veterans. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process to transfer any portion of your IRA, 401k, or stocks into the long-term safety of a gold IRA today. Call 800-GOLD-IRA and ask for our free gold guide. That's 800-465-3472. 800-GOLD-IRA. Grow your financial future with the rising value of physical gold and protect yourself during this worldwide crisis. Call the leader, American Bullion. 800-GOLD-IRA.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1962.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway. A little bumpy along about here. Roger, zero G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Let me ask you one simple question. Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation. Yes or no?
I am not in an American courtroom, sir, and therefore I do not wish to answer a question that is put to me in the fashion in which prosecutor does. In due course, sir, you will have your reply.
I'm prepared to wait for my answer until hell freezes over, if that's your decision.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
News as it happens.
News as it happens.
This is Fox.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump decided to bypass the nation's lawmakers Saturday, signing executive orders to defer payroll taxes and extend an expired unemployment benefit, among other measures, in a coronavirus rescue package after his administration and Democratic congressional leaders couldn't get together this week.
Democrats are obstructing all of it. Therefore, I'm taking executive action. We've had it.
Questioning Democrats' love of country, President Trump positioned himself as a savior for American workers. At a news conference at his New Jersey golf club Saturday afternoon, he signed an executive order extending the supplemental federal unemployment benefit for those who've lost their jobs.
An extra $400 per week in expanded benefits.
Asked later about the amount being one-third less than the $600 people had been receiving.
It's not a hardship. This is the money that they need.
Another order would defer the employee portion of the payroll tax from August 1st through the end of the year. Senator Ron Wyden, an Oregon Democrat, described that as a fake tax cut. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Drinking alcohol-based hand sanitizers can be deadly.
Federal health officials reported this week 15 people in the U.S. were poisoned in May and June after drinking hand sanitizer. Besides the four who died, three had ongoing vision problems. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Dr. Charlotte Kent says all had consumed sanitizer containing methanol or wood alcohol.
Alcohol-based hand sanitizers should never be swallowed.
The active ingredient that kills germs in legitimate sanitizers is ethyl alcohol, but some companies have been replacing it with poisonous methanol, which is used in antifreeze. The FDA issued a warning about these products in June, several of which have been recalled. So check those ingredients. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
A former Google engineer has been sentenced to 18 months in prison after pleading guilty to stealing trade secrets before joining Uber's effort to build robotic vehicles for its ride hailing service.
The sentence came more than 4 months after former Google engineer Anthony Lewandowski reached a plea agreement with the federal prosecutors who brought a criminal case against him last August. Lewandowski was also ordered to pay more than $850,000. He helped steer Google's self-driving car project before landing at Uber.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Demonstrators turned out in Warsaw and other Polish cities Saturday to protest anti-LGBT attitudes promoted by the government, as well as the detention of a pro-LGBT protesters. Most wore masks for the because of the pandemic. Similar protests took place in Krakow, Lublin, Wrocław, and other places. More news at townhall.com. U.S. Postal Service says it lost $2.2 billion in the 3 months ending in June.
The beleaguered agency, hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic, has piled up financial losses that officials warn could top $20 billion over 2 years. The new Postmaster General said Friday, our financial position is dire, stemming from substantial declines in mail volume, a broken business model, and a management strategy that has not adequately addressed these issues. He added, without dramatic change, there is no end in sight. Patrick Foss reporting.
Get out the popcorn after being closed for almost 5 months due to the coronavirus pandemic. Regal movie theaters are gearing up to open on August the 21st. Now, the Google Cineworld, which owns Regal, says at first Regal will start showing back catalog films for discounted price. This before Warner Brothers releases Christopher Nolan's Tenet on Labor Day. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey guys, I'm Bob at Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
All his demands, and he'll be joining us shortly. Jenna Lee at the bottom of the hour, bring us inside Texas. The outstanding anchor from Fox News now has her own website, which is doing exceedingly well as well. We're waiting on an announcement from the Attorney General of New York State, where she's supposed to say, make a significant announcement. I'm sure it's going to be about Trump and about the Trump Organization. You know, it's been nonstop under attack, the president's business life and political life from day one. Yeah, he makes some mistakes, obviously, but he's different, clearly, and he's ripe target for every single Democratic politician who wants to become a little bit more famous today. And we'll see that and follow that story. We did get some bad news today. Well, it was a little bit less than we thought, but still a million-plus people filed for unemployment claims. We're up around 50 since this pandemic really took root in America. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
When you heard about the interview, you got upset, didn't you?
I was upset that Director Comey didn't coordinate that with us and acted unilaterally. Yes, I was.
Did Comey go rogue?
Then you could use that term, yes.
Yates speaks, but is anybody listening? We'll bring you back the big moments from the Sally Yates hearings yesterday. It's clear all are blaming Comey for everything and protecting Biden from everything.
Number two.
We will have checkpoints at key entry points to the city. Travelers coming in from those states will be given information about the quarantine. They will be reminded that it is required, not optional.
Corona catastrophe. That's how I characterize the nation's number one city's handling of this virus. The latest de Blasio disaster in the making. With zero deaths, he has surrounded the city with NYPD screeners to make sure nobody comes in. And if they do come in from an infected state, they sit in their playhouse or office space for 2 weeks. Meanwhile, Cuomo wants to buy the 1% a drink, plus a rescue package for the nation has 2 days to get done, or our president will act alone.
Number one.
Please clarify specifically, have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you...
Do you believe this? Joe Biden, 2020 convention clarification, a debate dare from Trump to Biden, and will explain why, if I have to still... The Biden team chooses to keep him hiding in the basement. I think we just got a pretty good explanation. And he was asked about China. And we got a series of words, but no policy. The words made no sense. Karl Rove, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
Karl,
thanks for meeting all my demands. A glass of cold ice water.
That's it.
Myself.
And you don't even have it yet.
Well, I do because I got it myself. So thank you.
Karl, in terms of experience, things you've done historically, what you've known, what you've done, personally, you've done it all. We're in an unprecedented time, though, in every way. And now you're running a campaign where your opponent is best off not speaking and not being seen. Yet he's winning. How do you handle that?
Well, you're obviously Joe Biden is the guy who's hanging out in his basement, and simply by being the alternative to the incumbent, he's looking good. Sometimes that's the way it works out. Michael Dukakis looked good at this point in 1988, and this happens. But you're right; it's unprecedented the kind of environment we find ourselves in. But the answer is still the same: make it a contrast. Get up and say with specificity and power and empathy and emotion and substance, here are the big important differences between me and that person. Barack Obama used that formula starting April 2nd of 2012 to excoriate Mitt Romney as unworthy of the highest office in the land. George H.W. Bush did it in 1988 by pointing out Michael Dukakis's very liberal views on things like crime and differentiating himself. In 2004, George W. Bush, who was behind Biden in the summer of Kerry in the summer of 2004, did so by pointing out the very strong leadership differences. One man excoriated the U.S. military and the other supported the U.S. military. One was a strong leader and the other one was a flip-flopper. So the ammunition is there, particularly with what Biden has been saying in recent months about how he would approach the economy and energy and America's role in the world. But it requires discipline on the part of Team Trump and a plan that they execute every day, talking about things that matter to the American people.
Are they doing it since we last spoke, which was about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
Well, they're getting better at it. I saw Bill Stepien's interview with you. Fox and Friends, in which he made a very important point, which is they have to win most of the 90-some-odd days between then and the election day, which indicates the right mindset. What are we going to do to go out and win this day? But you've got to have things that matter. With all due respect to the former mayor of New York, starting a debate about a fourth debate that would happen before early voting begins is a process, not a substance issue. So they've got to be focused on process issues, on substance issues, not process issues. They can't be out there talking about the nit-nat. They've got to be talking about the economy and coronavirus and your family and your prosperity and your job and America's future and deep differences between the two candidates. Now, they're doing a good job on the issue of who cares more about the security of our communities, who's going to back up the police when against these crime, these calls for defunding the police or cutting their budgets. That argument, he's winning, but you got to do that each and every day, and you got to have the mindset that Bill Stepien had on his program with on your program Monday, which is we got to go out and win the day, and in order to do that, you got to have a plan.
So, you know, China is going to be a big thing, and you got to outline, and we know substantively it's going to be a big thing. Whether it's going to resonate the electorate, I think it will if you define it correctly. So, when that question of China was posed to Joe Biden and sanctions, are you going to keep these sanctions on and this tough stance? Listen to him try to answer. Cut five.
The way China will respond is when we gather the rest of the world that in fact invades in open trade and making sure that we're in a position that the world that we deal with WHO the right way. That in fact that's when things begin to change. That's when China's behavior is going to change.
Now, what do you do with that?
Well. You know, the problem is if he said that succinctly, we're going to be able to pressure China more powerfully if we gain our allies and we demand that they live up to the obligations that they made to not steal our intellectual property and not to engage in subsidizing.
That's what you got out of that?
Sale of their services and products. Yeah, well, no, that's what he was trying to say, but he couldn't say WTO. He said WHO, and he can't sort of connect these things and say it. But my point is this. The president needs to get ahead of that. And say, I'm the guy that's leading the world by example in pressuring China to live up to its obligations, not to steal our jobs, not to steal our intellectual property, and to play fair. And the president can win this argument, because if the question in this election is who's tougher on China, people can't tell you the specifics of what the Obama administration did, but they know they weren't tough. They can't tell you necessarily the specifics of what Trump did. But they know he's been tough. So this is an argument the president can win. But to prosecute it, he's got to basically cut out the innards of Biden's argument. Same on coronavirus. Biden is saying he's done a lousy job. The president at some point has got to say, when Joe Biden was asked by Joy Reid the question of what he would do differently if he were president, he had six things, all of which I've done. He is out of ideas, out of gas, and I'm the guy leading. So those kind of opportunities got to be – the president's got to be willing to say, call Biden out from a position of strength, though, not a position of weakness, and saying, I want you to debate – we want you to debate President Trump one more time earlier before the early voting began. That's weakness. But calling him out saying he doesn't know, you know, what he wanted to do – what he wants to do, I'm already doing. And I'm doing it by leading on the quick question of China. And by doing it, I've already done the six things that he thinks need to be done about coronavirus. President shouldn't be afraid of calling him out. That's strong, not weak.
Well, congratulations. You interpreted that in a way I did not even know what he meant. But you're saying don't bring up the cognitive missteps. Go up, see if you can find substance and go at it. And let the people at home decide.
Yeah, you and I can bring up the cognitive missteps. Not the president him. Shouldn't. In fact, I think I talked the other day with a friend who had dinner with the president, and the president's mind was in the right place, the absolute right place. This friend of mine brought up the debates. You're going to cream him in the debates. And Trump said, don't think he's going to come unprepared for those debates. I saw what he did to Paul Ryan. I saw what he did to Sarah Palin. He had 12 debates in the Democratic primaries this year, and he got better the smaller the stage got, and his best ones were when it was he and Bernie alone. So the president's mindset is, he's not afraid of debating Biden, but his mindset is he's going to bring his A game, and I better bring mine, and that's the exact right mindset. I hope that my friend was a little surprised by it, because the president said, don't you underestimate him. He's going to be good in those debates. I think that's the exact right mindset for the president to have.
I was saying it's what George Foreman always did. Oh, that my opponent's great. Oh, this guy, especially the second version of him. I don't know if I could stay in. He's so much younger than me, and he knew as soon as he hit him, the guy was going down. But he did, but it made the win more significant because he built up his opponent. It happens a lot in boxing. But
well, you know what? Go ahead. You know what? In President Obama and President Bush in their first debates in 2004 for Bush, 2012 for Obama, did not do well. And you know why? Because they went into debates. They may have acknowledged their brain was saying this is going to be a tough thing, and my opponent is going to be ready for it. But both of their sort of instinct was, you know what, I'm the president. I know more about this stuff. I've got a good record. I can defend it. And as a result, they got a little bit overconfident. I think it's good that President Trump's attitude, if this is reflective of it, it's the absolute right attitude, which is this guy is going to, they're going to do everything possible to have Joe Biden in physical and mental condition to come walking into that debate to blow me away. And he's going to, by you know, Howie Kurtz said it good the other day. He said that Biden's if the expectations are low, Biden comes in and strings two sentences. Everybody's going to say, God, what an orator, what a debater. But the president's mindset is, you know what? I saw how good he is, and I'm going to be prepared for it.
Yeah, I want you to hear what he did. And this is the one thing I've been picking up, because if you follow him during the primaries when he was actually out there and there was no pandemic, he was losing his temper a lot, his place in his copy a lot, walked away from the camera a lot. And listen to what he said yesterday to a simple question. Cut one.
Please clarify specifically, have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What are you
saying that to, by the way, to a black reporter?
Come on, man. Come on, man. Look, that's a tell. You know how in poker you got to tell?
Yeah.
When Biden is losing it, he says, come on, man. Look back during the primaries. Whenever he was getting ready to lose his temper at somebody, whenever he was exasperated, whenever he was ready to spin out, it was, come on, man. Last night, Hannity ran that on his program that I was on, and I had a whiteboard with, come on, man. I'm going to bring that whiteboard to every Hannity program so that when we get into talking about Biden, I can wave the come on, man sign, because that's a giveaway. Biden is, I don't know what it is. Maybe he's just frustrated with having the campaign. I don't know. I'm not going to try and psychoanalyze it, but it is a tell that he's exasperated with whatever's going on at that moment. Bad interview. And look, think about this. They put him in front of Joy Reid. They put him in a panel of sort of the second tier at CNN. They will not put him on with Chris Wallace. They're going to put him on with Jake Tapper only reluctantly. Anybody who's fair and tough, they ain't looking for the opportunity to put him on there. They want the anchor on the, you know, on the ABC affiliate in Akron, Ohio. You know, they want to put him on with the Univision, chief in Albuquerque. They do not want him on with Wallace or Tapper or anybody who's going to be tough. They might put him on Meet the Press because they know that the moderator is going to be easy on him. But anytime they think that they're going to get pressed, even like last night, that was a fair question. Did you take a test? The answer has got to be, you know what? I'd be willing to accept my wife doesn't want me to, you know, to show everybody how smart I am. I don't know what the answer is. But the answer is, no, I haven't taken it, and I don't need to take it, and move on. Not get angry.
Where do you stand on mail-in voting? Makes me, just as a voter, without looking at the flow charts, pie charts, I am not comfortable with it, especially if in a flood state with ballots they didn't request. How does Karl Rove feel?
Yeah. Well, I have a nuanced view on this. I'm generally not against mail-in ballots, provided you have to request a mail-in ballot. But I worry about two things. One is I worry about the ability of states who do not have large-scale mail-in ballot programs already in place to be able to do it by Election Day. I was taken by a conversation with John Merrill, the Alabama Secretary of State, who reported on a conference call of his fellow Secretaries of State. Secretary of State of Washington, Republican, Secretary of State of Oregon, Democrat, both of them are complete mail-in ballot states. And they said, if your state is not already casting 60% or more of its ballots by mail, it is too late for you to put the processes and procedures and equipment and training in place to get this done properly. It took 5 years in Washington State to do that. You cannot do it in a matter of months. So that's one problem. We're going to end up with more New York. That is to say, you put the system in place and things get crazy, and we are sitting here nearly 2 months after the primary and we still don't know some results. Second thing, I really worry about what it does to our system if we start mailing ballots to inactive voters. We saw it in Clark County, Nevada. The Democrat election chief says to the Democrat County Commission, don't make me mail ballots to the inactive voters because the post office has told us they're not there. And so the cost of mailing out 200,000 ballots to people that we know are not there and then having to try and figure out, you know, if somebody gets their hands on that, that they're not really allowed to vote. So the commission said, we don't care. They mailed out 200,000 ballots. Flood of them went out of the post office. Flood of them came back to the post office. A postal worker says, it scares me because these are not properly secured. Somebody could come in, take one of those returned envelopes because those people, those 200,000 people, no longer live there,
gotcha.
And vote them. And he said, excuse me. And guess what? The Nevada legislature just said we're going to mail every inactive voter in the state. It's going to cost millions of dollars. And those people don't live there. The post office already told them they've moved.
Great illustration. Very nuanced. He's the great Karl Rove.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by Lose Debts. Did you know that the average American household owes over $16,000 in credit card debt? These credit card companies try to lure you in with low starting rates or tons of airline points just to jack up the interest rates after a few months. Before you know it, you're in over your head and struggling to make the minimum payments. It's important to know you're not alone, and Lose Debts has helped thousands of good people just like you avoid the expensive and lengthy bankruptcy process. With our debt reset program, your debt can be reduced by more than half, and all future interest will be eliminated, making you debt-free in as little as 24 months. This is not a loan, and unlike other companies, we do not charge upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. Best of all, we provide a 100% money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Speak to our agents today at 800-340-3365. That's 800-340-3365. Quit losing sleep over your debt payments. Call us for help. 800-340-3365. Again, 800-340-3365.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by the Wilden Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is one of the most common cancers in the United States. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup weed killer, you could be entitled to cash compensation. Bayer, the owner of Roundup, will pay more than $10 billion to cancer victims of weed killer Roundup. Call our weed killer cancer hotline now to see if you are entitled to cash compensation. Roundup has been one of the most commonly used herbicides in the U.S. If you or someone you love has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and exposed to Roundup, call now. Our attorneys have the experience and specialize in fighting for everyday people to get you the compensation you deserve. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup weed killer, even if the loved one has passed away, call 800-551-0924 now to see if you are entitled to compensation. But hurry, time is limited. Call 800-551-0924. 800-551-0924.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Charitable donors who helped Americans during the pandemic makes today's Dean's List. In response to needs created because of COVID-19 and one of the worst economic downturns in U.S. history, the first half of this year is now the most generous in giving in recorded history, according to America's largest philanthropic funds. From January through June 2020, Schwab charitable donors earmarked over $1.7 billion in aid, marking a 46% increase in dollars granted compared to the same time last year. The president of Schwab Charitable, Kim Lawton, says, "The last 6 months has been incredibly challenging, and I am truly inspired to see donors utilize their donor-advised funds to help communities and nonprofits impacted by health, economic, and social crisis. Thanks to everyone who has helped during this difficult time. You all made the Dean's List." Janice Dean, Fox News.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
For a decade in the 80s and 90s, John Tesh was the golden boy of one of the most popular shows on TV. But his success, his early years of homelessness and failures, his faith meager, but it got him through some of the darkest hours.
The only prayer that I knew was the Lord's Prayer, and I would pray it every night, and I would just beg God for help.
His greatest challenge recently was battling an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Undetected for years, his doctors predicted the worst.
I had no symptoms at all, and that's where you talk about, that's another silent killer, right?
Good.
And so we went to a hospital in Los Angeles where they did the biopsy, and the guy looked at Connie and me and said, "You guys probably should get your affairs in order."
Tesh writes about the strengthening of his faith in his book, Relentless. He says today he is cancer-free and credits his wife, actress Connie Selica, for helping him stay spiritually strong with a verse from the Bible that emboldens followers to pray, believe, and do not doubt.
When we landed on that scripture, then faith was born.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On July 27, 1976, after months of legal wrangling, former Beatle John Lennon finally won residency in the U.S.
Well, it's great to be legal again. I'll tell my baby, and I thank Yoko, and of course the Immigration Service are finally seeing the light of day, as they say. Good.
You want
thank
to
you.
That card?
Yeah, I'd love to. I should have got a different picture.
What does it mean to you after 5 years of struggling to become a permanent resident to get that green card?
Well, it was a very slow, long struggle, so it's not like, you know, it suddenly ends. I'll come out of it slowly, and I realize I can go to visit relatives in Japan, show them the baby, show them in England, you know, save them coming over here. And I can go visit the relatives and come back with safety now with the green card. How do you feel?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you going to re-engage with Cuba, though? I mean, I'm specifically wondering about, you know, the Florida communities that are, incredibly interested in the Cuba issue and see status given to Venezuelans while Cubans are being deported.
The answer is yes, I'm going to engage. Yes. Yes. And by the way, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things. You go to Florida, you find a very different attitude about immigration in certain places than you do when you're in Arizona. So it's a very different, a very diverse community.
Wow. So black people think alike, and they don't have a diverse community, and Hispanics too. That was Joe Biden just did this interview today.
If he would have just said the Hispanics are a very diverse community, period, it's fine. He had to compare.
Which is exactly when people came out and said, why did you say that to that morning show? What do you say? If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And people say, well, he misspoke and he was having fun. He didn't misspeak. That's exactly what he thinks, and this confirms it. I'm telling you, what happens is Trump has got to push for it, but the ramifications of this, in many cases, is African Americans will stay home. They say, you know, I'm not a fan of Trump, but I can't vote for this.
Can with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa, breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it on demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download and make it Hammer Time with Bill Hemmer.
Carl Rove, I think people have got to be careful about thinking about doing things that discourage people from working. There is a vitality and an integrity and a value in working. We are better people when we are working at something than we are by just simply lazing around. And if you've got a chance to work, by God, have the dignity of work.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, in these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1982. The death of John Belushi.
Our paramedics responded to a home in the Hollywood Hills. After a short time, had to pronounce the victim dead.
I came because I believe that the nuclear arms race has got to end for the sake of the world.
To be a part of the group of people that are supportive of what we are about, namely stopping the nuclear arms race.
Count number one, not guilty by reason of insanity. A look of wonder came to the faces of John Hinckley's parents. That's the count charging him with attempting to kill the President of the United States.
At the conclusion of tonight's game between the Giants and the Packers, all NFL training facilities will be struck.
I'm just very happy the patient is doing as well as he's doing right now.
It's very obvious that these capsules were tampered with. It was not an accidental thing. It was not a product defect. It was willful and wanton.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. Who's right in Portland, Oregon? Protesters have been out every night in Portland since the George Floyd killing. But now they're being met by federal forces firing tear gas and flash grenades. The mayor of Portland says, we don't want the feds here.
This is an attack on our democracy.
And people are being arrested without probable cause. But Mark Morgan, acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, tells Fox News his people have the right to be there.
The Federal Protective Service has a statutory responsibility to protect federal buildings.
And President Trump says these actions may spread beyond Portland.
And we're looking at Chicago, too. We're looking at New York. Look at what's going on. All run by Democrats.
But if the presence of federal forces is meant to bring an end to violent protests, so far, it seems to be having the opposite effect. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
My view is that schools should be open. If you look at children, children are almost, and I would almost say definitely, but almost immune from this disease. So few. They've got stronger, hard to believe, I don't know how you feel about it, but they have much stronger immune systems than we do somehow for this, and they do it, they don't have a problem. They just don't have a problem.
And because he said almost immune, the Twitter and Facebook thought that was not good for the people to know about. So when that was that video was posted from Fox and Friends on the Trump campaign sites, they took it down. And they said that that is dangerous for people to know. When it's just a matter of the fact that he's not a doctor. What he's trying to say is it's very hard for kids to get it. The percentage you must low, and there's almost no example of them even getting sick. Or there's a very low rate of transferring to adults. And that should factor in whether we open up schools or not. Joining us now to say would this clip be taken down from Smarter News is Jenna Lee. Why would she know that? Because she created Smarter News. Hey, Jenna.
Hey, Brian, you're right. We would have left that clip up. I believe in more information and access
from the public to sources. So thank you for that. We would have left that clip up.
Thank you for that. I think that that's what people are supposed to do.
Absolutely. You know, at this point, here's the thing. It's very difficult as a journalist. We're constantly trying to look for the facts and the data and the reasons to why and why it matters and make it very clear for our audience. We're in a stage, though, where quite frankly, if we're completely honest and transparent, we don't have a lot of facts that we can double, triple source when it comes to this pandemic. So what the president is saying there may not be said in exactly the way everyone else would say it, as you pointed out, but he's trying to explain a broader point, which I know you know, which is over the last 6 months in America, we haven't seen yet a huge outbreak amongst children. That doesn't mean it can't happen, but we are looking at the data that is available. And as of right now, that's what the data is showing. It can change quickly, but that's what it's showing.
So let's look at the coronavirus in Texas. Were you surprised it surged like it did? What's it been like around you? And I see the numbers are going down, although Houston seems to be under the most pressure.
Yes. You know, it was surprising, I would say, for the community. I live right around Austin, Brian, and overall, since the pandemic started, since this community observed what was happening on the East Coast, you know, I wouldn't describe anyone here that was flagrantly going past any restrictions. You know, maybe I don't have any friends, but I wasn't invited to any big parties, you know, or anything like that. It seems like people were more or less trying to remain a little conservative with their gatherings. So to see a large outbreak sort of come up suddenly, and I will say that's something that Dr. Birx said in recent weeks that didn't get a lot of attention in the mainstream media, but was really important to me as a journalist. She said, you know, what we saw in the Sun Belt was so different than what we saw on the East Coast, because the outbreak sort of all happened at the same time. Where in the East Coast, you saw New York peak, then Boston, then Philadelphia. And so she said one of the things that health officials are really looking at is to why did that happen? Was it simply Memorial Day weekend that people did relax too much? What were the factors? And so it did come on suddenly. The cases in our area and deaths are still relatively low at places like Houston or even places like New York or California. So, you know, I have to say I'm both following the data and also trying to rely on personal experience. And as of right now, we're lucky. Our family hasn't known anyone that's been severely affected by this illness, and we haven't known any children to be. So we're just trying to operate the best that we can.
How many of your kids are getting to go to school full time?
None of them are going to school full time. The one-year-old is grateful for that.
Right.
Because but my soon-to-be six-year-old and my four-year-old, who were both going to be in school programs, are disappointed. We are looking at alternatives for that, and I think parents are being very creative. But, you know, there's no school for them to attend full time right now, at least for the next several weeks.
Are schools open in your area?
They're opening and it's a delayed opening. It's a delayed opening. So they could go to school in 4 weeks. In the meantime, they would have to do all their work online. I'm choosing not to do that for my kindergartner because, let's face it, I'm enough on my phone. I don't need him to be on my phone. You know? So we're looking at trying to do some, you know, I don't want to say alternative schooling, but try to do some homeschooling, piece together groups for the kids to school together and do the best that we can to keep them on pace.
Jenna Lee's with us, former Fox anchor, great friend of ours in the show. She's got a brand new, not relatively new, but it's Smarter News she created. Go to smarternews.com. It's a great site. So I got to bring you to what's happening where you used to work, and that's New York. We have a governor who suddenly woke up and realized everyone left for Texas and Florida. Listen to Governor Cuomo realize his tax base, 50%. The top 1% pay 50% of all the taxes, and they've been vilified, and they've left because the taxes have gotten so high, and they're considering more. Cut 29.
We used to be worried millionaires' tax people might leave. No. The burden shifted. We're trying to get people to come back. I literally talk to people all day long who are now in the Hamptons house, who also lived here, or in their Hudson Valley house, or in their Connecticut weekend house. And I say, you got to come back. When are you coming back? We'll go to dinner. I'll buy you a drink. Come over. I'll cook. They're not coming back right now.
City is overrun with crime, and the taxes are through the roof. They just woke up to that, Jenna.
I'm sorry. It's not really an invitation about, like, let's get a drink. Let's go to dinner. I don't know. Where are you going to get dinner? Are you sitting in the restaurant? Because as I remember, that wasn't allowed.
Yes, outside.
Outside. Thank you. You know, listen, I'm glad he's talking to a lot of people in the Hamptons. I guess it would be maybe better to talk to you. I want to say regular family, but we certainly didn't live in the Hamptons when we lived in New York. So, listen, I think we're going to wake up to a lot of interesting realities and a lot of lessons learned from the pandemic, which is, you know, how much we did actually depend upon public health officials or policing or our teachers or, you know, different policies that are put in place, and also how much we can depend upon ourselves and the choices that we want to make when we actually have a palate to do so. And so, you know, interesting that he's waking up to that. I could have told you about that, you know, a couple years ago, Brian.
I know, which is why you're there.
Yes, why we left. I mean, we didn't just leave because of the tax reasons or because of the city. I love New York City. I miss it. I'm sad that I'm not able to come back and visit. A part of me is there. But the reality is, for our family, we had to make certain decisions. And if we were looking across the landscape of what we were trying to do as small business owners, we simply could not do it in New York City. The pandemic is only highlighting these facts in Technicolor.
So here's the thing. You're not allowed back. So, and the city is not the same as you left it. They are things, you remember those riots that everyone saw? They were riots, not protests. And the smashing of buildings and windows, most of them are still broken. And those businesses, if they're allowed to come back, have chosen not to. So here is, in a time in which the city's flat on its back, where tax revenue is ground to a halt, we have all these state workers and city workers wondering how they're going to get paid. This is what the Mayor de Blasio has chosen to do. 28.
We will have checkpoints at key entry points to the city. Travelers coming in from those states will be given information about the quarantine. They will be reminded that it is required, not optional. They'll be reminded that failure to quarantine is a violation of state law, and it comes with serious penalties. In fact, under certain circumstances, the fines can be as high as $10,000. So this is serious stuff.
So we got a governor begging for billionaires to come back and a mayor threatening you not to.
Well, I was laughing when you said that about I'm not allowed to come back, because I know I'm literally not allowed to come back. And, you know, Brian, I would love to have dinner with you, but if it's going to cost me $10,000,
and we got to eat,
it's not going to happen. we're not going to do it. I mean,
and I'm not waiting 2 weeks.
Yeah. You know, so on the one hand, listen, I will say that's one thing I really noticed being reporting from a different area of the country, with so much of the New York media, you're the exception, Brian, reporting about the pandemic early on. There was a lot of regionalism about, like, who's to blame for this pandemic? Who's not to blame? Who's the crazy ones? And it did divide along regional and political lines. We're seeing that even more now. We saw it in the states that didn't have the outbreaks, too. I mean, the South also wasn't allowing or didn't want to allow travelers from the East Coast when this happened. We're, you know, I'll say everyone's trying to do the best that they can. At the same time, you know, how is this sustainable? And as you mentioned, these major U.S. cities, I mean, New York City is an economic powerhouse. What happens in New York affects the job data we're going to get nationally tomorrow. It affects the GDP. So it's not just about, you know, these just a city. You know, it's about the country overall and how the country is able to operate, what the economy looks like. And these are really big issues.
So this just happened, and the press conference is going on while we're speaking. The New York Attorney General has filed a lawsuit to dissolve the NRA. In the complaint, the Attorney General, her name is Letitia James, lays out dozens of examples where the four individual defendants failed to fulfill their fiduciary duty to the NRA and used millions upon millions for their own personal use. I mean, that was part of the reason Oliver North left. How New York got involved, I am not sure. But one thing is clear. If you hurt the NRA, you hurt the Republican Party. Almost all of them are conservatives, and they fight every day for the Second Amendment, which is almost every Republican. What's significant about this?
Well, I'll say this. Coming now, living in a place where the Second Amendment is a part of daily life, you have a lot of gun owners in Texas. You have a lot of hunters. This is different than when I grew up in San Francisco, Brian. It's drastically different. We should watch this developing story at the NRA. As you mentioned, there might be trends that we should be looking at, patterns. But who knows? Let's let the facts come out about that. The NRA is not necessarily representative of every gun owner. We know not every group is that way. So we should separate them. You know, if something happens to the NRA, you're still going to have conservatives and even people that are not conservatives. You're watching gun sales recently, still maybe having a different relationship, if you will, with their Second Amendment rights after what we've seen over the last several months when it comes to personal safety in American cities.
All right. Lastly, I want you to hear Joe Biden, what he just said to a reporter from Florida about the Latino community as opposed to the Black community. Hold on tight.
Unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things. You go to Florida, you find a very different attitude about immigration in certain places than you do when you're in Arizona. So it's a very different, a very diverse community.
Okay. Isn't it nice to know Blacks do not have a diverse community? They all think the same, and Hispanics think differently? How's that going to work?
No comment.
You have to comment.
I don't think it's – I'm just saying I don't even think it's worth commenting about. You know, that simply is just untrue. If you look at the facts and the statistics about different groups and how they vote, sure. I can tell you, Brian, that more white women vote for Democrat candidates in certain elections. But you know what? Let's see what happens this election. I think it's really a dangerous thing for politicians, journalists, members of the media to paint every group with one brush. It simply does not tell the complete story, and it's not a smart thing to do, whoever it is.
Wow. It's disastrous for a politician. We lived in an era when you worked here that George Allen made one comment about a videographer said Bacacta, and they said, you're not going to win, and he lost his Senate seat, and he thought of running for president. You have people like Mitt Romney say binders of women, and 49% will never vote for him, and he could never shake that. Biden speaks once every Halley's Comet. And he sticks his foot in his mouth even before he jumbles his words. And he's getting a total pass. This should be the front and center on Drudge. But now Drudge has gone way to the left, too.
You know, it's interesting you say that because you compare that soundbite with what you played of the president talking about children earlier in our
yeah.
chat here. And you can really see, look how much that got attention versus what Vice President Biden said. You're correct. The media is forgiving of some and not forgiving of others. But thanks for the trip down memory lane back to the binders of women comment.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about that one.
But, I mean, if you watch
it,
Trump.
And now yeah. look at it, right? It would be like nothing at this point compared
oh, yeah.
to what we're all dealing with.
I don't know if there's a Trump standard because, you know, he's live so often. He says things and people go, oh, my God, I got something. They run with that. So it's crazy. So, yeah, Jenna, it's a crazy world,
true.
And you're a voice of sanity in it.
Thank you.
Right.
I wish I could say the same for you, but I'm not quite sure all the time.
Right.
About half the time, I think you're a good voice for
yeah,
sanity.
Yeah, I think I make I make more sense when you watch me with the sound down. Because a lot of things I say, I know you don't agree with.
I'll keep on trying that. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Jenna Lee. Thank you. 1-866-408-7669. I'll take some calls and get to this. And by the way, if you want to follow Jenna in a great news service, smarthernews.com. Don't move.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Tax texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting Fixer to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting Fixer to 321-321. That's F-I-X-E-R to 321-321. Text Fixer to 321-321.
Paid for by Lose Debts. Did you know that the average American household owes over $16,000 in credit card debt? These credit card companies try to lure you in with low starting rates or tons of airline points just to jack up the interest rates after a few months. Before you know it, you're in over your head and struggling to make the minimum payments. It's important to know you're not alone, and Lose Debts has helped thousands of good people just like you avoid the expensive and lengthy bankruptcy process. With our debt reset program, your debt can be reduced by more than half, and all future interest will be eliminated, making you debt-free in as little as 24 months. This is not a loan, and unlike other companies, we do not charge upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. Best of all, we provide a 100% money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Speak to our agents today at 800-340-3365. That's 800-340-3365. Quit losing sleep over your debt payments. Call us for help. 800-340-3365. Again, 800-340-3365.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
There are lots of ways to mete out accountability and consequence and responsibility in our culture that do not depend upon indictments and prosecutions. We have lots of ways to do it. Narrowly avoiding indictment should not be praiseworthy or should not be seen as a clean bill of health in our culture.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steierwald. I'll tell you what.
State-run unemployment offices are so antiquated that some people waited 3 months before they got their first check. So how do they expect them to then calculate a 70% of people whose wages went up and down? And it's kind of a mess. And the Democrats seem to me to have the upper hand here for now.
Well, sure, because the Republicans don't have their act together.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcast.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Joe Biden is a formidable debater. He really helped contribute significantly to the Obama-Biden wins with his vice presidential debates in 2008 and 2012. And he stood on the debate stage, held his own, and was a significant contributor to the debate over and over and over as the Democratic field winnowed from more than 20 to a dozen to a handful over this past year.
He couldn't handle the attacks. He never bounced off of Kamala Harris. I don't remember him having a great moment. He didn't do bad against Bernie Sanders, but Sanders is so severe, and they were still kid-gloving it. But the president's got to come out strong, understand his weaknesses, and bait him to snap. James, listening in the, on the app in Phoenix. James.
I need kids back in school, Brian. This is insane, man. My employer, thank God for them, have been working with me since this virus hit. And the kids originally tried online at the end of spring or before summer, and it just doesn't work. All the kids are trying to talk. They're distracted. Mine are 7 and 8, and now the school was supposed to start July 17th full-time, giving some parents the option to do online, and they just switched it Monday to say, nope, everybody's got to be online now. So now instead of trying to manage a few hours of online learning, it's a six-hour day. I don't know what my employer is going to do.
Now, let me ask you something. Who made that decision?
I think Ducey was trying to get some kind of liability waiver through insurance signed or signed off, and I guess he couldn't get that done. And the superintendent came out and said, we're just going to make it all online for now because of fears of the virus spreading throughout the schools. And then you got the teachers' unions in some states protesting. It's out of control. Why can't they screen the kids for temperature checks when they come on grounds? Send them home if they have high temps. And when they gave us the option to do online or in school, from what I was hearing, a lot of students were going to do online. So that reduces the in-class body by a lot.
Yeah, that my town's doing hybrid, and they're staggering. The high school's 3 days a week, and the other goes 2 days a week. And then grammar school, they go every single day. And we're in New York, so for now the numbers are down. But it's all going to go up and down. Thanks so much. I'm so sorry you're going through that, but I agree with you, sir. You got to get him back in school.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by the Wilden Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is one of the most common cancers in the United States. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup weed killer, you could be entitled to cash compensation. Bayer, the owner of Roundup, will pay more than $10 billion to cancer victims of weed killer Roundup. Call our weed killer cancer hotline now to see if you are entitled to cash compensation. Roundup has been one of the most commonly used herbicides in the U.S. If you or someone you love has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and exposed to Roundup, call now. Our attorneys have the experience and specialize in fighting for everyday people to get you the compensation you deserve. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup weed killer, even if the loved one has passed away, call 800-551-0924 now to see if you are entitled to compensation. But hurry, time is limited. Call 800-551-0924. 800-551-0924.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.